Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever. Okay.
Yo, it's your boy Shake, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
Getting the groove of like a
I thought you were already
I am now though. Isn't that serene? Hey,
I know you like that.
All right,
I know you like that.
Okay, here we go. The pandemic hold me down. They can't hold us down because Not That Serious back in town.
It is. Did it really be ruining niggas though?
Oh.
Like, whenever I hear a bad boy artist, I'm just like, where is he?
Is he worse than Birdman?
He's
Diddy?
Way
yes.
worse than
Diddy's definitely worse than Birdman, because not only does he not pay them niggas, they turn into Jews.
Gotta gut it
they turn
day.
Into Jews.
Yeah.
At least gonna... Yeah, at least fuck Mano still be with one
yeah.
of and I get deported.
Lil Twist hasn't converted to Hasidic Judaism.
No, Lil Twist is actually in jail.
You know Diddy didn't give him the same lawyer that he gave Sean? Like, they had two different lawyers?
Wait, Shine?
Yeah,
in the same case.
Yes.
Why would you do that?
There's Diddy's lawyer,
and then there's your lawyer.
The other one went to jail.
One
was in jail, and one was doing the La Cucaracha with Jennifer Lopez. Take that with what you will.
Do what you must.
Fucking Diddy's the Antichrist.
Yeah, at least with Diddy's niggas, they be. Craig Mack disappeared and died.
Now,
he was in a cult.
Dead.
In North Carolina. No, he was.
He was in a cult?
Yes.
What cult?
It was in a church cult.
So some church sex cult type.
It was like a sex church cult in North Carolina.
I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah. How do you know? Because he hadn't spoken to Diddy in like 20 years.
Either
Diddy be sodomizing these niggas. That's all I got.
Business likewise.
That's all I
think. With no lube. He don't even spit on it or nothing.
Nothing.
He just goes in there fucking dry. It's like he's a survivalist making a fire out of two dry sticks.
Oh man. They're not sticks, it's friction.
Yeah,
it's butt friction.
Butt friction and heat rock.
Let me stay on that.
Just lighting a little dingleberries on fire.
Little fires everywhere.
Fireflies.
Oh my god.
Dingleberry fireflies.
Oh man.
Well,
we say all that to say.
Yeah, man.
It's been 2 months.
I don't even know what episode this is.
Oh,
is this episode one?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the New World Order.
Episode one, yeah, this is season two.
We reset it.
Yeah, season two, episode one.
I believe it's 102 though.
102?
I believe it's 102. Okay.
I mean, if I know podcasts do seasons.
Yeah.
Would y'all want to do that as the first season?
Or just season keep it going? Two? Pandemic season?
Wrap it up?
No, just say it's the pandemic season.
Season?
Pandemic season.
It's the pandemic collection.
Pandemic collection.
I guess.
The COVID collection.
Yeah, the COVID collection.
COVID collection. But I guess, how have y'all been though? Like, this is the first time we were all together. I know when this first happened, like, Corey came over and we did it like once.
Yeah, once.
On live. But.
I hate it.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't like this.
Yo, I'm
miserable.
Yo, listen.
Actually, I'll tell you why I grew to like it recently, but we'll get into that.
Go ahead, Mike.
Nothing spicy.
Hey yo, before we even get into that, welcome everybody.
Oh yeah,
yes, yeah.
We're back in business.
Yeah.
After a nice little 2 month hiatus of to COVID complications, social distancing, we finally given up and said fuck it.
We're outside though.
We're outside.
I'm about to say, can y'all like hear? Does that sound earthy?
Can you hear the nature? Does it sound Janae Aiko, Aoki?
There are birds chirping and shit, so.
There's bird chirping, not just my exes. Shout out to y'all. I hope y'all live fruitful lives.
Yeah, I'm sure they listen.
No, one definitely listens because she was like, I saw her like subtweeting was I mentioned her one time.
I think you. Yeah, I think you told us about
she
that.
Was, yeah, she was.
You get subtweeted a lot.
She was none too thrilled about what I had.
She was very specific too.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, Claire.
That's her fake name?
Yeah, it's a fake name, Claire. But yeah, welcome back, everybody. It's Not That Serious, the podcast. We're back in mother business.
Yeah, man.
I'm your boy, Big Mike here.
It's LZ.
Your boy, Corey.
Yeah, so, you know, like we were talking about before, I hate this.
Yeah.
I'm pretty safe to say we all hate this.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny, because when this first started popping off for real and it started getting serious, like, oh, we might need to, like, work from home or people getting laid off, things like of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
I had just started a new job.
Yeah.
It was a nice job, too.
Nice paying job.
A nice paying job. Like, I thought this was about to be...
Like, career.
Not career, but...
But at least heading
hold
in that
me
direction.
Down real nice till I find career moves. Like,
yeah.
This is going to be that money move that will transition me into the next stage of my life. Mm-hmm. That's the type of money.
Okay.
I'm going. And I'm not flexing because it's like a lot of money. I'm just extremely broke. And $15 to me an hour sounds like a massive fortune.
Yeah.
But it was more than that.
Yeah.
I ain't a broke boy.
But it was more than that. Don't get your hopes up.
Don't get your hopes up. But like, yeah, so the lazy part of me was like, whenever mentioned, oh, I hope people work from home, and I'm like thinking, work from home, that means you do nothing. I can't wait to do that.
Facts.
Not noticing that, oh, I'm new here, and I'm a contract worker.
Mm-hmm.
They had no investment in me. Yeah. Why would they pay me to stay at home?
They're not doing that.
They're going to say, terminate my contract and say, fuck off.
Yeah.
Which they did.
But you were going in for a minute.
Yeah, I was there for like...
No, you were going in.
You were...
I was there for about a month.
About to say, yeah, like... No, I mean, like, actually going in during quarantine.
Oh,
You were going to work.
Yes.
I was home for like 2 weeks. He was still going to work.
I was home for at least 2 weeks and he was going.
They were doing this thing where, I guess, they were just slowly shifting people out to home. So, it went to now, like, I'm in one of these big corporate campuses, like, where every floor is like almost 100 people, even maybe more.
Yeah.
So it whittled down over the course of a couple of weeks to me and about 3 or 4 other people.
Mm.
And then...
Damn, were y'all even talking to each other?
No, we were talking.
Okay.
Yeah, because and then it just got to the one point where it was like, you know, Friday came and they thought that was the last day.
Mm.
And I was like, all right. So I talked to one of my supervisors. I was like, all right, what you going to do for me? He's like, just coming on Monday, we'll figure it out. Monday came and they was like,
hey,
nah.
Hey.
They was like, yeah. we got to say the name to him, my brother.
Yeah. By saying my situation, we worked. Some people are already on quarantine, or some people are already, like, you know, places were already closing. So, and I work at a gym, so I think we had closed March 10th. I think March 10th was our last day.
Yeah.
But they were like, yeah, we're going to continue to pay you guys. Like, you don't have to worry about it. You're good. So we got paid up until the last... I think we were still technically employed until, like, the first 2 weeks of April.
Mm-hmm.
And then they furloughed us. And they were like, we're going to pay you until the end of April. So that's what they did. So I've been furloughed ever since. But the thing, I've never done unemployment before. So
I've never done that either.
This is interesting. I don't think any of us have. Corey, you never had to do it?
I'm still working.
Yeah, you're still working. So... The unemployment game is crazy.
It's not normally like this.
Yeah, okay. So, it's not normally like this, but this situation, I guess...
Have you gotten yours yet?
Yeah, but at first, I didn't. So, it took me a minute
Maybe you can school me, because I am going to bat with these niggas.
Yeah, so, it's very annoying, right? So, when I applied, they sent, like... I put in my application, and then they were like, oh, we need additional information. So, I sent it, and that was... what was it? I think they reached out to me on the 9th when I submitted it, and then by the 15th is when I, like, resubmitted it. So I had to, like, keep waiting. So
okay. Uh-huh. In this email, what did it say to you?
It basically said that they needed additional information.
They needed information.
Yeah, and they sent me a link, and the link expired by a certain day. So
no, I didn't get none of that.
Yeah, so the link expired by a certain day, so I filled it out, and I didn't hear anything. Like, at all. So, like, I was like, I'm trying to claim, and I wasn't getting through. when you try to call unemployment, dead.
Yeah, I did that yesterday.
Everybody and their mom is calling unemployment. Yeah. Like, you can't, like, it literally, like, thanks for calling, and they hang up on you. Like, yeah. You can't.
Unemployment, fuck you.
Yeah. You can't get through to them niggas. So, one day, I just, like, if you go on the website, it'll show what time your claim time is. So, one day, I was like, fuck it. Let me just try it and see what happens. And it worked. So, I was able to claim not only for that week, because for unemployment, they give you money each week. Mm. So, I was able to claim for each week in April and the weeks in May, because I didn't get my unemployment until May. That's how long it took. Like, we were furloughed April 9th or something like that. Mm. I didn't get paid until, what's today? The 14th. I didn't get paid until last week. That was my first time getting paid from unemployment. So I got all of that money at the same time. And then they give you $600. Nick, listen, shit. Nigga. They give you all that. They gave me all that at the same time. I was, bro, listen. All that at the same time, right? So I'm like, oh, damn. Like, all right, cool. Like, I got all that money. And then yesterday I go to the bank. And I put my stimmy in the bank. I got my stimmy hurt. I let my stimmy just, like, marinate. That shit was just sitting in the microwave, right? So I'm like, let me just go to the bank. Like, why not, right? So I put that shit in the bank. And I'm like, a lot more money in here than I thought. Like, what the fuck? What is this? So I checked my statement. And it was $2,400 just put in there the day before. I'm Ooh. Like, what is this? So it turns out, with your unemployment, they're giving people $600 additional.
A week.
Each week. You get $600 additional.
So, no.
So,
people
now.
Making, no, people are making more money.
That's my case. So, now I'm making more money than I was before.
Let me get out the credit card.
Listen.
It's coming.
No.
Let me see the thing. They're just going to give you a large check.
Don't worry. You're going to get it. You're going to get all of it at the same time. Yeah. So.
My only concern is why I might be held back from you because I have another job.
You'll be fine. That's what I was asking.
But it's part time.
Even that, you can file unemployment because your hours got cut, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You can go in there and say my hours were reduced.
But I still get paid, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, huh? Maybe you won't, maybe you will.
That sucks if I won't.
But you'll still get something. And you're gonna get that additional $600.
I would love to.
So I'm telling you.
I'm gonna get up on. I'm gonna get in the ass.
That shit hit at one time.
I really would like, yeah.
I made my first big purchase yesterday.
What'd you get?
What'd you get?
I spoiled myself.
Okay, let's hear it.
The stimmy check's gone.
Damn, bro.
But I invested in myself. So I got a new DJ mixer.
Okay.
So this is probably gonna take me to the next level as far as like DJing and stuff. Mm. So it's gonna pay for itself.
Yeah.
But and then some. Because that's just how it works.
Raise your prices.
Huh? You
should raise your prices.
Oh, the price going up?
Oh, the price is 100% going up now.
You were on the Bel Air Rosé.
Yeah, I was on the Bel Air page. I did the quarantine sets with Showcase and Flygerian.
Yeah.
People have been paying me through Cash App.
You're gonna be on DJ TV session. Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's supposed to be on TV tomorrow with TMZ Live. Yeah. So the price is definitely going up. So I haven't decided on what it's gonna be because I don't know what the events are gonna look like after this is over. But yeah, price is definitely going up.
Nice.
It's lit though.
Because nice. So, that's what I was saying. Like, I'm like, during this pandemic, it's been the most money that's been in my bank account ever since. Ever.
Corey, you actually said that the other day in our group chat. He said something that was really interesting to me. He was like, this is the most money I've ever had, and I'm not happy.
Oh, no.
I was like, damn.
I'm miserable.
Yeah, like, you can't.
No, this is awful.
You can't be happy, and we're all just sitting on this money right now, but at the same time.
On, like, our hands, and it's good, but
yeah,
it's
literally
bad,
sitting on your hands with money just building up in your pocket. And obviously, that's not the case for everybody. Like, we're lucky.
Very.
So.
Yeah.
You know, it's a peculiar situation.
Yes.
For us.
Because, like, on one hand, it's like, yeah, I want to be outside and I just want to enjoy basic things. Just, you understand, this is about probably be the highlight of my month, just sitting here with you guys.
Absolutely, it is. Absolutely.
And I'm so tired of going on Twitter and then going on Instagram, seeing who's online.
Literally just opening up apps, closing, go to something else.
Closing apps and opening the Xbox putting the Switch on, turning it off. Beating my dick, waiting for my dick to reload, beat it again. I am tired.
Oh, wow. Oh, that bird came right up.
Yeah, man. The bird. Yeah, you see that?
That nigga
was frighteningly close.
Yeah, that doesn't know.
So, you guys don't know. We're outside.
Yeah, we're in nature right now. I mean, we're on my back porch.
Yeah.
And you know, shout out to Q. This would have been really cool to film. But at the same time, I, you know, obviously, quarantine purposes, we didn't want too many people over here. But. Yeah. This would have been cool to film. Like, it's like, it's a nice little setup.
This is nice. This
maybe
is
like this. Maybe further down the road, you know, we never really did anything outside. Now we know that we can. So yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. But yeah, just all this money. I mean, it's good and bad that comes out, because it's taught me a lot of disciplines. Like, it's made me look at the things, a lot of things that I buy. Shit, I don't need to buy.
Yeah, like food. Like,
oh my bro,
I look at my account and I'm like, I'm not eating out. When this ends, yeah. I think I'm gonna start. I'm gonna bring lunch.
I think so too. Are you eating a lot healthier? Because I know I am.
My face has never been this clear.
Yes, because I'm not eating out. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and that's, and y'all know me. Fast food is like my vice. Like, yeah, it's terrible. It's really bad. Literally, fast food twice a day, damn near. So this has helped me save a lot of money, not only because I'm not, you know, spending money anywhere else. I'm not eating out, and that's where most of my money goes. So I'm definitely eating a lot healthier too, which is great. I feel better. My energy is better. And,
I bought some CMOS last night.
You did?
Yeah.
Remember we talking about that on the pod that one time, the CMOS?
Yeah.
Dr. Sevi, Dr. Sevi said the CMOS.
I'm going to find out.
Like really,
what do you use that for? That.
I'm going to put it in.
It's like a superfood.
Yeah, exactly. Really? So I'm going to put it in my shakes, and I'm going to actually put it on my face.
It's kind of like, sounds like it's more like an aloe type thing, right?
Like, it's like an all-purpose type of, like, you can do anything with it.
Yeah, they said it has 92 to 95 extra nutrients in it.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
And you have to buy this online?
Yeah, I'm going to send you the link. It's cheap. Yeah. It's like, I think it was like $15.
I'd buy that.
You can just break it up and you put it in your drinks. Or you, also, or you can literally put it on your face.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah, I might have that cop up.
Yeah.
I'll see y'all. This quarantine has been very, 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 very productive. Surprisingly.
Yeah, it depends on how you used it, but for me, it's been productive.
Absolutely. For me, it has been.
Yeah.
Explain.
Explaining, because I've worked on... Okay, so over the course of this time, I've worked on new merch for our podcast. I've worked on...
Material?
I've definitely been working on... I was thinking on comic material in the shower today. Okay. Got a couple... I think I got a couple bangers, honestly. They got squeezed like a nice minute and a half out in that shower.
Yeah.
So...
That's when you can get it done, man.
So... That, and then just making conscious to stay, eat healthier foods, drinking more water, home workouts, trying to...
You've been walking?
I have been walking. I have.
I knew I was miserable when I realized the highlight of my day was going for a walk.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, wow.
Yeah. Getting outside is the highlight.
I could pass your house.
Like, bro.
Fuck it. Like, I'd be riding a bike.
Like, bro, I don't even, like, and you know, I'm a super introvert, but I, like...
Super.
Yeah.
I hate it. I can't do it anymore, bro. I can't do it anymore in the house.
And this is coming, because, like,
I've had my days where I just disappeared.
Yeah. Because I've
been... Bro, you heard me just lie to my father. I'm dropping something up. No, I'm recording a podcast because I can't breathe that recycled air in my home anymore.
Right. Yeah, I definitely left the house just, like, all day.
Because, I was, before this whole thing started, I was doing the other extreme. I was working every day.
Yeah.
7 days a week. And they go from that to doing nothing.
Nothing? We're pretty active people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so for your life, for our lives to just kind of like pause and pause. No more going out. No more Friday. I got to do this. Oh, damn. I forgot I had to go here because I had to go here. That is not the case. And it's crazy.
No.
So.
Yeah.
But it definitely puts things in perspective. It's going to be cool to see after this is all over how people move. And I feel like we're all going to be slightly more productive, because I can't see myself, like, wasting more time.
Nah,
you know what I mean? Wasted, man. Like, I realized how much time I could have, like, that I wasted before this. And now I'm like, all right, I can't.
It is almost painful.
It is.
Yeah, because we're not getting any younger.
No.
No.
That's not at
all. We all turned, me and Mike turned 27 during quarantine. Well, you were right before, yeah, but COVID is here.
To get closer and closer.
Oh God!
And once you're 20, you're fucking 30.
Yeah. Listen, man, I've been looking at houses. I mean, not houses, but like rental spaces, townhouses, apartments. Yeah. I'm getting out this year. I ain't wasting no more time. Yeah. So December is looking like for me.
But, out of there.
Yeah, it was almost July, but this.
Now it's like, yeah. I mean, what area you think about living in?
The first one, it was actually a house in Burlington.
Oh.
Buy a house?
Yeah, we're gonna rent it because it was Army's families.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was gonna be that.
Nice.
But that's too soon. So now it's probably gonna be a townhouse or apartment somewhere you know, still gonna be South Jersey. I'm not moving away yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be local, but I just need to, you know, get out the fucking house.
Like, I've been thinking about regular shit, especially like with this extra money coming in. It's like, it's a blessing because it's like,
yeah, man.
It's like, what are you gonna do? You have, and it's like, you have to save it because what the fuck?
Literally, you don't. Yeah,
you can't do anything.
It's just sitting. Like, you don't even have to put it in a savings. It's just literally just sitting in my account.
I've never had a comma in my account for this long.
Yeah.
Ever in my life.
Yeah. I took a screenshot of it because I don't know if it'll ever be this high again.
Bro, I'm like, yo.
Yours will be high. I don't think you have
to. You'll be straight.
You'll be fine.
Stop. Relax.
No, I might. And I said that the other day. I was like, I had to.
You'll be fine.
You will be fine.
You have the most solid foundation.
Yeah, you're good.
Out of all of my friends.
You're straight. Like, shut up.
That's like Keenan be like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, no.
You know what you're going to do.
You're figured out.
Shut up.
Shut up. Motherfucking ass.
Dingus. It's a blessing, honestly. I mean, so in your case, even though like you see like all of that money in your account, you know, it's definitely humbling, and it's a learning experience at the same time because you're saving money accidentally. But now you can look at it and be like, okay, how can I keep this?
And I've been like looking at my savings too. So I obviously, when you don't buy anything often, the purchases stand out more.
Yeah,
and it's just
oh my god!
And I'm like, I was the other day. I spent like $20 at Cracker Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like,
what the hell was that?
I should have just stayed home.
Yeah, but
I didn't have to do that.
I have a bad habit of not checking my account. I don't check that shit. So now that, you know, we're in quarantine, like, I checked it the other day, and I was just looking at little stuff coming out. I'm like, what is this? What is this? What? It's like an eyesore now. It definitely stands out, but, you know. Like I said, it's a learning experience. It's gonna be interesting to see how we carry ourselves once we get out of here.
I was talking to my mom about this yesterday. If all of my loved ones could just walk away from this healthy, it's a win.
Facts.
Regardless of saving the money or losing money, if we could walk away from this healthy, it's a win. Because people are dying. And
people are dying. And also, people are not following the motherfucking rules at all.
Because there's like
really not following the like. I know what we're doing technically is not the right thing to do.
Mm.
It's not, but like, there's three of us.
Yeah,
and the three of us have known each other A for years. B, come from homes where they're not playing with their shit.
Yeah.
We've been quarantined, and outside of this, we've been in the house.
Yeah.
So. But it's people having whole kickbacks.
Bro, I can't even tell you how many times I've been on Snapchat or Instagram and literally saw a party.
Yeah, like yo, people at that's parties.
I saw I was on IG yesterday and this girl had an invitation to her actual party. That's like tomorrow, I think.
Nuts.
I'm like, yo.
Today, May 14th, I've seen two people at the airport.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
What are you at the airport for?
What the fuck you at the airport for?
Nah, because I might take a little trip.
Where are you going?
That's dumb.
Nah, I'm going to be in somebody else's house.
But that's dumb.
Nah, I don't like that.
That's dumb. Hey. I'm telling you right now, it's dumb.
What's up, Ant? What's going on? Man, we really outside, man. Like, we got neighbors and everything.
Yeah, we're really out.
It's just, like, seeing that it's just too soon for me, maybe. It's triggering.
Because I have, obviously, where I went to college, I have friends, like, all over the country.
Yeah.
My friends that live in Texas, they're outside.
Like, come on, man.
Like, they're out.
Well, Texas was never really shut down.
It was, but they didn't last that long. But there are some states that weren't shut down. But they didn't really need to be, like, Iowa, North Dakota.
And I know the states that really weren't shut down, their numbers weren't alarming. So
Georgia's wasn't alarming before it opened up, and now the numbers is fucking skyrocketing.
Probably because people are actually going there.
People That's are the at brunch yeah. in Atlanta.
That's sick.
We saw that. You know what I'm talking about. Where that from.
Yeah. I know people in Florida at restaurants.
Vegas opened back up, too.
Was Vegas ever really?
Vegas was closed, but it was closed for like under a month.
Okay.
Because shout out to DeAndre, he's there now. He even said Vegas is open.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I'm good. I'm not going nowhere.
Absolutely not. Like no.
My first vacation is supposed to be July to Puerto Rico.
No, it's not.
I don't know. I mean, it's. I mean,
you know,
Puerto Rico will probably be open by then. But
is it closed?
I don't think it was ever really.
Yeah,
closed.
That's what I'm about to say. I don't think it was ever really closed.
My thing is, I don't know what we're going to be able to do.
Yeah.
And then we're supposed to go to Miami in August. That's the more questionable one, because what are we really going to do? Like,
nah, well, they're slowly opening things back up in Miami. So I think
we'll be good.
We'll be fine.
All right. We'll be good.
We can hit the beach.
That's it, really.
Because I was supposed to go to Cali last week. I was supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. But I had to push it back to June because it's not open. And then yesterday the report dropped that they're close to August. So I pushed it back to October.
Hey.
Yeah.
Miami. You niggas need to get real. That shit's cut.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I really don't think it is.
I don't think it's cut, bro. All
right, how about this?
Because it's May and places are already open.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It'll be open, but it wouldn't be a good move to do that.
Why?
Is what I'm saying.
Why?
What? Why?
Yeah. It's August.
Because of what the fuck? So what?
I think it'll be fine.
You know it shouldn't be. It won't be fine. Because Florida's already a madhouse. And when you open up a madhouse, it only gets crazy.
It only gets madder.
It only gets madder.
If it was July or June, I would say I'm not going.
If it was Miami in July.
August. It's late August. Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be fine.
Bro, this all right. You're going to the beach in Miami. You're jumping into a cesspool, a little soup.
Come on, Mike, you only live once.
Yeah. Your one time is about to be real short because you're fucking around.
I think we'll be fine by August.
Hey, man.
Not fine, but we'll be able to go places.
You'll be able
to. Obviously, social distancing is going to be a thing for at least like the next year and a half.
Yeah, I'm about to say about 2 years.
This is going to be a thing. But
hopefully, by the time our next birthdays run around, we'll have to chill. But
oh man, didn't think about that.
We haven't
didn't think about that aspect.
Shit.
didn't think about lawnmowers and weed whackers.
Oh, well,
we'll be fine.
Ew,
y'all just gonna have to deal with this.
Yeah,
this is all we got right now.
Exactly.
Bear with us.
Bear with us.
What do we have? What was on our list?
We had a lot of. Things.
We had a decent list.
We have a decent amount. So we already talked about Corona.
Yeah. Get the obvious out the way.
Yeah. Duh.
I think we even talked about that before the
No, we did.
Country closed.
Yeah.
So what? You know. All right. We got 6ix9ine out of jail.
Let's start there.
How do y'all feel about Meek coming at him?
I don't like it.
It's stupid.
Okay, I'm glad we can all agree on that. Yeah. He's wasting his time,
He's
right?
wasting his time. He's setting himself up for failure.
Like,
again.
You're about to be 0-2 when it comes to beef.
Exactly. And you just pick him, the first time.
He doesn't beef really
The first time, yeah, no. He doesn't beef very well. The first time, you can say it was arguable because it was a hip-hop beef. So you're saying Drake doesn't write his own bars. Like, that's,
even
like
the
that was more.
Of that was kind of corny because.
It was.
He didn't tweet my own.
Exactly. Yeah, it was an internal beef.
Yeah,
but, him getting on 6ix9ine for being a snitch and a clown is like going to the circus and laughing at, and like being like, yo, this clown's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit. Nigga,
look at this clown ass nigga. Yeah, I can see from the Facebook.
Exactly.
Nigga has face tats.
Yeah. Nigga, he has rainbow hair.
Rainbow hair and a face pat.
Yeah, you know, like we said, y'all got to deal with this, but. The thing with 6ix9ine, you can't be surprised. I'm not surprised he snitched
at all.
Because if you watch his live and you see how his career even unfolded in the first place, the niggas that he was with were not loyal to him
at all.
I blame them for their stupid ass for letting him even do that.
They weren't no real gangsters.
He is the money.
Exactly.
In no way is she supposed to be putting hits out on people.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the money.
He's the money. Why is he calling the shots? Yeah. And it just didn't make sense. Like, they weren't real gangsters. They were just dumb niggas.
They were just real idiots from the hood.
Exactly.
They're just dumb niggas.
Yeah, that's
Also, I don't like this narrative that they portraying 6ix9ine to be some guy that was like a bad dude. Like, yo, this
as far as like, he was actually out here doing like hood shit.
Nah, like he used them. Like he used them. Like they were like, he's just some innocent dudes from the hood that
he put them in better situations.
First of all, this was
was a RICO case.
RICO case.
This is the feds. Like this ain't nothing. Like
this ain't Vlad TV. This is
exactly. This is the real deal. So they were actually like looking up this. They were following these niggas. They had rooms above his, like in hotels
they
and shit, like
tape wiretaps.
Wiretaps. Like this is a serious case, and like
they wouldn't do that if they were so idiot.
Exactly.
And also,
Go ahead, Mike.
It wasn't like those 6ix9ine took advantage of these dudes. This was a symbiote. Like this is mutually beneficial. Like
for both parties.
Yeah,
both parties.
They got money. They got out the hood. He got his fame.
Yeah.
If anything, I blame them for even letting it. How'd you even let this clown ass nigga in your circle?
Hey, that's where.
How would you even expect this clown looking ass nigga to adhere exactly. to street code?
Exactly, because none of us are hood niggas or street niggas.
I
would never associate with that.
I told y'all,
you're snitching.
I'm writing a song about it.
Like, come on, dog. Like,
detailing it.
Yeah, if that's me and 6ix9ine situation, I'm snitching. I'm going to 47 years. For niggas,
for you niggas, for fuck my baby mom.
Yeah, they tried. They,
I don't owe you niggas
they
shit.
They fucked the baby mom. They
were
gonna kidnap this nigga.
And they were gonna
kill him.
Plotted
on killing him. Like, what does he have to not snitch on?
And here's my thing. This is where people get me fucked up. Not they don't get me fucked up, but I get upset when I see he put people away from their families.
They put themselves.
They're on tape. Talking about the shit. What are you talking
super
about?
Super violent.
We're in
super Rico case.
Yeah, like they put their own selves in that situation.
And the thing criminal is, conspiracy.
Exactly.
And you know how conspiracy works? They don't really need proof. They don't really need proof.
And also, this ain't the same as Bobby Shmurda and
GS9. It's not.
No. Them niggas were friends. Them niggas were in this. They grew up together. 6ix9ine met these niggas shortly before this all happened.
Months before. This ain't that.
This is not that. And if people were like, he violated street code. Nigga, you would too. Shut your ass up. I'm tired of people.
Yeah, especially people from where we from talking about, he violated. Nigga, you live in a $300,000 house. Shut the fuck up. What are you talking about?
He likes Rowdy
Rebel. He actually likes Dennis.
Good friends.
Good, great friends.
Dare I say, yes. Best friends.
All these social networks.
I don't know this nigga.
Come on, dog.
I don't know him.
If they said 6ix9ine, what's his last name? What if he would do it?
The only reason he can tell is because the cops told him. 6ix9ine is like,
Leon Hernandez. Who? 6ix9ine.
Oh,
6'6".
All them niggas knew was each other's nicknames, like, dog.
How are y'all supporting him?
Easy. He's very entertaining.
One. Two. His core base don't follow street code rules.
That was my main point when I was talking about this on Twitter. His core fans, they don't get that. They're white.
Yeah.
His they core don't care about this.
He's white.
His core fans, those street niggas that abide by those codes, they're not buying concert tickets.
Come on, dog.
Supporting
like, be real. Like, be real. The nigga has how many followers on Instagram?
What's up? Over a million.
Oh, first of all, it might be over 5 million.
It was two people. It was 2 million in the live.
In the live, bro. Teddy Riley and Babyface went on live. They had 500,000.
He has 20 million.
So I can 20 million.
20 million.
So I can see. I'm gonna sit here and tell you, if there was 500,000 niggas in that live, ain't more than half of them niggas 6ix9ine fans. Like it just don't. Like the numbers just don't add up, right? Like his core fans are teenage. White people.
Yeah. It's just like I get it. He snitched, but at the end of the day, to him who's already a millionaire,
yeah,
your opinion is irrelevant.
Exactly. So the fact that Meek can get on Twitter and be like, nah, I gotta end this nigga. Nipsey was killed by a rat.
Alright.
And Nipsey also said don't entertain clown shit.
And here you go. Honking it up.
Yeah.
And what are all those niggas that went to jail did? They entertain clown shit. They let this nigga in their circle represent their brand.
Yeah, literally, let this nigga throw up their gang.
Yeah, like, yo, if this is your gang, this is something that means a lot
taught,
to you.
Them niggas taught 6ix9ine what Treyway was. They didn't, like...
All those hand signs, y'all taught him that. And those shit look a little complex.
Come on, man.
It look a little complex. And then... Yeah, I forgot. I lost my train of thought.
Because it's clown shit. Like, but who else would get involved with this other than Meek Mill, right?
Bro, he beefs terribly.
And the thing that the fucking kicker. Nick, you can't touch him.
Literally,
you can't get in no more trouble. You're lucky you're not in jail now. The judge didn't like you.
Yes,
it was on a wing and a prayer.
That's what I'm saying.
Right now,
what are
those
you
white billionaires that get involved?
Come on, somebody. Bro. Who is being currently protected by the federal government.
He has an ankle monitor on, bro. The feds are watching him.
And you know what's funny? Like, people try to act like snitching is just for like a small small thing. The majority of people snitch. That's why the Fed's conviction rate is 97%.
Exactly.
Because niggas are snitching.
Niggas are snitching. And you know who doesn't snitch? The dumb niggas in jail doing 99 years for their friend who killed somebody else's friend's friend.
Yeah, like,
I'm not doing
snitching
that.
Is a very common thing. Especially because people like me, they try to put that on our generation, like we started this shit. No. It's been happening since the beginning of time.
The snitching era didn't come along because that nobody was snitching at all, and they just decided to say stop.
Yeah. Like, what?
Niggas been snitching.
And they're going to continue to snitch.
Like, I'm not holding no nigga down that I met 3 months ago.
Yeah.
No.
Because of the code.
And what do I... What? Nigga, look where we're at. What do I look like telling somebody not to snitch? I wish y'all could
see. We're on a backyard deck right now.
I wish y'all can see the deck. There's a white fence.
You want me to give this up, man?
Yeah, there's a white fucking fence.
Elsie just waved to a white man and said, how you doing, man? What's going on?
What the fuck do I look like perpetrating that shit just because I'm black? And go get on Twitter and be like, yo, this nigga is a bitch because he snitched.
We do come from a town where that's popular.
We do. Unfortunately.
Yeah, them niggas are stupid, too.
And then that doesn't make them any less dumb.
No. It makes them
you can be
highly dumb.
We're all real niggas. But just because we're real niggas doesn't mean we're not smart niggas.
Yeah.
You don't gotta be a hood nigga to be a real nigga.
You don't. Yeah, you don't. That's why
I'm gonna know who you are.
Yeah, that's it.
And
that's
all you gotta do. I ain't no street nigga by any stretch of the imagination.
Exactly.
I like to baste my chicken. It's no way I can be a hood nigga. And I like to put...
I can't.
I go to sleep for the office at night.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I just...
Come on, dog.
And the job where I work, they think I'm a hood nigga they said I sagged my pants.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Bro, I love Starbucks. And Target. I am the furthest thing from a hood.
Every time I walk into Walmart, I get the hives.
I mean, this is not Target.
Yeah, it's
you don't wear bonnets in here, man.
Yeah.
Sharpen up.
Why do you have a cheetah print
you
dress
on? Rag on in public? Shit. Rough times.
Kerry Kittles is not playing for the Nets anymore, and that's not a dress.
Kerry Kittles. Why do you have a Kenyon Martin jersey dress on? Take that off. Pull your pants up.
Yeah. And none of us sag our pants.
Nah.
Yeah.
But we say all that to say, that doesn't mean we're better than anybody. We're just saying we know we're a product of our environment.
Exactly.
And oftentimes people are a product of theirs. And we know where we stand.
And I say that because regardless of how I dress or whatever, we could easily get pulled over by the cops.
Easily.
Running in a certain neighborhood.
Easily.
They're not looking at us like that. We're easily. A black man at we're that point. Black. So that's why I'll never be like, oh, I'm better than such and such.
Nope.
Because I wear this or I went to school here.
Listen, all it is no, you know. It's one thing we do on this podcast. I don't know if you guys remember. It's called self-awareness.
We preach it.
That's all it takes.
That's all you need to know. It's like, I know what I am.
You only need a little bit of it.
I probably said it. I am what I am.
You only need
and
a little bit.
I am not a street nigga.
I'm not. And I'll never put myself in that situation.
Nigga, I'm still walking on the other side of the street if I see a squirrel.
Facts.
I'm getting over.
No.
A squirrel could have rabies.
But, yeah.
What else do we have?
I was surprised that he came out. Oh. That whole thing, just him coming out in the song is...
Were you surprised he got out of jail? Were you surprised that he came back to Instagram?
I'm not surprised by either of them. I'm surprised how fast it happened.
Well, you have to think. He snitched, right? So how
it was
work?
Supposed to happen sooner, technically.
Yeah,
the judge said no.
Yeah, it was. You're right. Well, look at it from the Fed's point of view. We have to give him a reward to snitch, and we have to, and not only that, we have to make it look, we have to market the snitching so other people will want to snitch.
Yeah.
So we have to reward him by giving him his freedom.
Yeah.
Because if you hold him in jail too long, it doesn't look like the snitching paid off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because the average Joe, the feds have to make it look like it's marketable.
Yeah. That's true. Very true. But even if they didn't reward him in a sense, he was still going to come back to the same thing.
Yeah.
Just because of his fan base. Bro, I play his music at middle school dances.
They go nuts.
What the fuck do they know about snitching?
Nothing.
What do they know about a RICO case?
They're still terrible
nothing.
To them.
Yeah, nothing. They know nothing. If you explain the situation to them, they'd be like, Tell the cops. Like, they know nothing.
The cops will give me a gold star in a ride of taxi.
Exactly. So, like...
You can pet the dog.
Those people that are actually giving him attention and paying for his music and his concerts, nothing he did affects that. They were literally waiting. They were literally screaming, free 6ix9ine.
And the only people that are mad about it are, I guess, the purists.
Are your uncle.
Yeah, your uncle. You're the purist. You can't get mad at this. The nigga's not a hip-hop artist no more. He's a pop star.
Yeah.
You can't get mad.
He's been being a hip-hop artist a long time.
Exactly.
Ago.
If this nigga was in Wu-Tang, I get it.
A hip-hop artist, so what? There's so many hip-hop artists that snitch.
T.I.
Yeah, T.I. I'm going to talk about it.
You know how many times this rapper's been snitching?
T.I. definitely snitched. I don't care what nobody say.
50 Cent snitched.
Did he?
Yeah. On Ja Rule when he stabbed him in the studio.
Yeah.
Really?
He did snitch.
Nah, he snitched by getting a restraining order against Ja Rule.
Oh.
So, I mean, niggas do this.
Yeah.
And people don't care.
Yeah, we don't care.
People care when they, yeah, they care.
I just don't care because y'all don't like him.
Yeah. that's, but, and that's.
If it came out,
did you watch his live?
If it came out tomorrow that J. Cole or like YG snitched, let's say somebody that the hood niggas love, like YG or even Future.
Y'all not cutting off Future.
Who the fuck? Rick Ross was a CO.
Yeah,
literally on the other side.
Yeah.
He was a cop.
Yeah.
I love him.
I love Rick Ross.
Yeah. Go to Miami.
Can't wait for the next flavor of Wingstop wings, even though Wingstop is trash. Yeah.
Terrible.
Just do it.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. People only care when it's convenient for them.
Exactly.
When
they like it, and they don't, they whatever.
Yeah. Did y'all see 6ix9ine live? Basically, he was like, and it kind of coincides with what you just said. Like, he was like, people already didn't like me. He said they didn't have a reason to not like me. They just didn't like me. He's like, he has colored hair and he's loud. He was like, that's really all y'all had against me at the time. He was like, but now I'm a snitch. Now y'all got a reason to not like me, and y'all gonna use that too
to start a beef with me.
Exactly. And that's kind of what it was. Like, and you can go back to his past. You can say like, oh, I know he had like the case against him when he was like 17. If that's what you want to use, no, go ahead. Like, God, if that's bless. Yeah, God bless. Obviously he did something terribly wrong, and I'm not gonna defend that at all. But you know, for the most part, people didn't know about that. They know,
or aren't even thinking about,
or aren't thinking about that. They just don't like him because of who he is. And now they're gonna use this whole rat and snitch thing against him. So, you know, it's the cool thing to not like him.
Do y'all see this ending well for Meek Mill?
No.
At all.
What does he gain? It's gonna fizzle out.
The culture never asks you to do that.
Yeah, the culture doesn't ask anything from Meek Mill.
Yeah.
Nigga, just play Dreams and Nightmares and
get people out of jail. That's it.
Get out.
What you're doing is so much bigger than him.
Exactly.
With the reform shit.
That means.
But yet,
10 steps forward and 10 steps back.
Exactly.
Wasting his damn time with fucking 6ix9ine.
On the wrong shit.
You know who I'd expect this from? Safari. Somebody corny like that. Like, Meek, why are you even...
Nice. Even the corny niggas ain't doing this shit.
They're not.
This actually sounds like Meek.
No, it does.
I'd rather be somebody else. Let Snoop Dogg handle this. He don't rap no more. Let him talk about 6ix9ine. Like...
The thing is, every time you talk about him, whether it's good or bad, he wins.
You're giving him publicity.
Exactly.
Every time.
So,
he don't get that though.
No press is bad press to a nigga like that.
A nigga like that? No.
None.
No, like, he's a clown. He's a troll.
Troll.
Like, that's like somebody on Twitter. Like, if they tweet, I'm not gonna say something reckless, but if they tweet something.
Word.
If they tweet.
And I've seen. Yeah.
Yes, we've all seen it. Like, they don't care what the reaction is as long as they get a reaction. And that's exactly what 6ix9ine is. So, Meek talking about, yo, I'm going to deal with this and I'm going to handle him.
What
are you going to do to a nigga who's on house arrest with the feds watching him? Huh? And you're hot.
And you're
literally hot.
Your boxing, you're hot, boy. Trash.
You can't do nothing. You can't do, Meek, you can't do anything. You were on probation for 10 years. You can't do shit.
Oh, my God,
man. So, I don't know. What else do we have? I know we have a whole list, right? Y'all would like throwing topics.
You want to talk about?
Let's see. Hold on. I talked about in the chat the different things that we had.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. Yeah.
Yo, OnlyFans is blowing. Oh, I wish I really could have took a share out in that. Like, do they have stocks?
I think they're a public company. Yeah.
I definitely would have done that.
But did you? How did you feel when they said that? Now it's not really fair to the women who aren't celebrities, because celebrities are saturating the market and they're getting, because you got things, Black Chyna, Tahiri,
okay,
Safari,
okay,
but they're saying that OnlyFans was designed for amateur women to get money.
Sounds like they only need to work harder.
Yeah,
it's fair game. It's fair game. That's like a YouTuber. What? That's like a YouTuber getting on YouTube, and then like Beyonce makes a YouTube, and she just gets a billion. Yeah. Like, you gonna be mad? You can't do shit. That's it is what it is.
Or, you know, step your game up.
That's really it.
You're already not really working, and I don't care what y'all say. I don't care. I don't care. All you hoes that's on OnlyFans talking about this is work. It's not work. Shut up. I don't care. You're not working.
Okay, that's not really working.
You're not really. I respect
the hustle because
I respect the hustle.
I am a hustler. So I respect any way you can get your money. The hustle, if you're not stealing it, but
tell me what it is.
You're not gonna sell me that.
That's a side hustle. Okay. And you know what? Step it up. Yeah. Maybe show your butthole for once. Maybe. Maybe you show your anus.
Maybe
run that by you.
Yeah.
How about you post some sex tapes?
Exactly.
Instead of you just playing with flicking your bean for 14 seconds, like somebody got the time to get off to that.
You know how long it's gonna take me?
You know how many times you gotta run that back? I'm not quick draw McGraw. I need at least a minute and a half to get where I need to go. Like, yeah. The goal of these videos, why are you posting a 20 second vid?
Yeah, I think.
Fucking slut.
And. OnlyFans, like, the girls on OnlyFans are kind of ruining it for themselves as well. Like, even, not necessarily the celebrities. You'll get people in there who post the same thing they post on Instagram.
Yeah.
No, that's
like, what, the validity isn't there.
Erica Mena does.
Yeah.
Yeah. These girls is on there.
She said, I didn't buy it, but she literally said, this is the same things that I post on IG.
But, and it's ass, because a lot of people, like, if you play your cards right, if you, like, tease really hard on, like, social media, and then you get people to buy your OnlyFans, you don't have to post shit on there. Because if you sell it to, like, make it look like something's on there, once they buy it, that's it. That's what a lot of girls are doing. So the validity isn't there.
Validity is there. First of all, a lot of these bitches.
It's damn near a scam.
A lot of these bitches are ugly any motherfucking way. Start there.
Speak on.
You don't need to have an OnlyFans. It's a lot of OnlyFans I've seen started out where I was like, yo, you need to go on Indeed, bitch.
This should have been only neck down.
only
thighs.
Yeah, nigga.
Did you see
only eyes?
It was like a questionnaire on Twitter last night. Would you be mad at your partner if they made OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, why is it this culture like you can be a hoe and I gotta take you serious?
You know what I saw?
Why do girls want that? Why do you want to be a hoe and want me to look at you as a serious person and partner?
I see people saying, like, oh, if you won't allow your partner to have an OnlyFans, that just means you're insecure.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that just means I don't want everybody to see your fucking butthole.
That makes me insecure.
Sorry. Call me Lawrence.
Yeah, call me Issa Rae, goddammit. If not having my girlfriend's anus on the internet,
Issa Rae.
Insecure, whatever.
Right. Okay. Come on. Some people just don't want that. I don't shit on people who want that. I don't shit on people like who don't mind. But if you do mind,
this is the distinction of people who do OnlyFans. It's the girls that's really hoeing and really about the whole shit, and people that's just doing it.
Just doing it.
And really, you can't give me a reason why you're doing it. You're just doing it because. You know,
and because you send news for free, so you figured why not send news for money?
Pay my bills. No,
you're a whole functioning adult.
You're grown.
I am trying to make it in America, just like you're trying to make it in America. What the fuck are you talking about?
The whole pay my bills is like, yo, I'm not your motherfucking father. You don't know where he is. I don't know where he is. But he isn't me.
He's not in my wallet.
Let me help you. Let me help you with your search.
Let me minimize.
Let me rule one thing. One person out is your dad. Me. I ain't him. So if you're looking for a dad, go to your mom.
Yeah, man. Like that old caregiver thing.
Like, because we did a whole live.
We did. That, like, my thing is, if you're a woman and that's what, like, that's what you're looking for, and a person, like, I feel like. You're kind of wasting your own time,
and then,
right?
And
like,
then if you, okay.
What do I need you for?
Also, if you're looking for somebody to pay your bills and take care of you, you really think that nigga's going to take you serious?
I seen a dude.
You don't have genuine respect for you?
I seen a dude say on Twitter.
Do you have respect for your children? I don't.
It said, if I pay all your bills, all of them, I can cheat on you.
Hey, man. Okay.
I couldn't agree nor disagree. I had to let that shit rock. And you know the funny part about it? Most of the people that were supporting it were women.
Yeah, because
I was like, this is hilarious.
A lot of bitches don't want to work so bad.
Yeah, women are. Yo, women
don't want to work so bad. That they are willing to manipulate you on the red. That women don't want to work. They do not want to work. They can't not do it. They
can't. So it's funny, right?
They are willing to go through emotional trauma because they don't want to clock in. Bitch, put your headset on and let's get this paper.
So look, right. I had a conversation the day after
with
a fan of ours. I'm not gonna say her name because I know she's
one. Fun word, a listener.
Yeah, listener, right?
Listener. Yeah, I don't like fan.
Alright, so a listener, right? She was just like, they just sound like some lazy bums.
The women?
Yeah, and this is coming from a woman.
Yeah,
she was like, if a man is supposed to pay all the bills, what does the woman do with her money?
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck she wants. And then we'll still.
Yeah, and then ask me. Yes.
And then what's an allowance?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
What the hell?
Y'all are not Lori Harvey. We ain't future.
And even Lori Harvey's a bum to me.
Oh.
She's a bum. What does she do?
Just take pictures on IG.
She's fine, man.
Yeah, that's it?
Keeping up with them abs is a full time job.
Oh my god. Jones like that never really did it for me. Who's that, Kamani? Oh,
hey, what up,
hey.
Yeah, Jones like that never really did it for me. Like, people that are like Jones that are just famous for no reason. I'm like,
oh nah.
Yeah. And she's just one of those people to me. She just happens. She's Steve Harvey's stepdaughter.
Yeah, but Steve Harvey has other kids, and we don't know their names.
Exactly. So I don't
know. But like, I'm sorry, I had to go back to my point. It's the chicks that's really hoeing, and they about that hoeing, and they use that as a
hoe.
I respect them.
That's their job
because they
real.
Know what this is, and they know who they are. Mm. They don't have no delusions of grandeur about what they're doing. Mm. It's like, listen, I'm about this money. I'm doing this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And it's whole shit. But hey, it pays the bills. Are you buying?
Yeah.
Now these other chicks is like, don't call me up. This is about my empowerment as a woman. And anybody who can't let me do this and take me seriously as a partner and
I'm tired of the disrespect for the sex workers.
The sex. Shut up. Shut up. Get off your pedestal. Take that pedestal. Shut up your ass.
And put it on camera so I can pay for it.
Exactly. And then you'll have some content. Then we're really going to
slam the mic just now. Mic drop.
Listen, you're fucking butthole.
Yeah.
Butthole.
Yeah. But to me, I mean, like I said, I know it's a hustle, and I respect the hustle aspect of it because it's another form of income. Obviously, it is. But for a vast majority of the people on there,
especially the ones that have started it within the past month,
especially
or so,
if you started it within quarantine,
yes,
that is not your job.
Yeah, but
and it's like, not your calling.
But no. It's a rough time, and I need the money.
Sure, sure.
which is true though.
You don't have the facilities for that, big man.
You don't have. I don't think you had the facilities for that, big man.
Okay. You need to have an OnlyFans and my niggas want to buy your shit.
Yeah.
You gotta A, be sexy, 2, be engaging, and 3, be have sex appeal.
I've seen women on Twitter like complain about not having enough like people following them.
This is not for you.
I'm like, yeah, that's like me complaining that I'm not in the NBA.
Oh, cause you're a fucking bitch. Yeah. Guess what? You don't attract flies with vinegar. You stupid cunt.
We're getting
that firmly in there.
We're getting firmly grasped. Yeah, we're getting banned.
Oh my god, it's like going to a fishing hole with Cheetos. No, bitch.
That is not how you
do it. Some ramps.
Get some more.
Oh man,
no, it's facts though.
Oh, yeah, you told me a cis chat massage is a pig. Yeah, I really want to see your butthole now. Or not even your butthole, the faux artistic you of you in a one piece bathing suit that says,
Ebony
Queen.
It says savage on the front.
Yeah, you got savage stallion.
Oh god.
God, I hate women.
This shit is funny, man.
These chicks, man. Why are y'all so dumb?
To those who are really about that life.
Yeah. I respect you.
Kudos to you.
But because they don't care.
It's so obvious to see who's not. I feel like that's the most frustrating part.
I think
when you're on Twitter, you see who's not really about that. It's like, yo, stop.
Stop, bro.
And they're trying to scam people for a quick buck.
Like, this is literally what, like, watching suburb dudes try to gangbang.
That's exactly
it's
what it's
like.
That is exactly
you're
what
not,
it's like
you're
for
not
us.
You're not a hoe. You're not about
yeah,
this
you're
whole
not,
life.
Yeah, you don't.
Stop fronting, bro.
You don't stop. Have. Yeah.
You are a good girl.
Exactly. You know your father.
I mean, if you are a little, even if you are a little bit of a sleuth, you're not like these bitches.
Yeah.
These bitches are vagrants.
That's what they. That's
they
what
never
they
met their father.
And if they don't, they disregard them niggas.
They call their father Michael. Dad. No, yo, Mike.
That nigga's name is Aaron.
They call their uncle Dad.
They call grandpa
and
Dad.
They call their boyfriend Daddy.
Please stop.
I know mad bitches are the only fans that live closer to their uncle than their father.
Oh, you looking around? Yeah, I'm looking around just because I'm like, who's listening?
Yeah.
Girl, he know. This is crazy, ain't that?
May 14th, the last episode of Not That Serious.
102 finished?
102 and done.
102 and through.
102 and through? Because the last one was 101 and done.
101 and done, 102 and through. Really? 101 was the last episode? Was that it?
Yeah.
Damn, yeah. Yeah, 101 and done. All right, if we can do it, I guess. We'll be all right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I wanted to know y'all.
Oh, also, what you going on? We got through OnlyFans. Here's my list. We got, what else do we have? We're talking about the versus battles.
You know?
That have been going on.
They were great. I'm actually a fan of those.
I love
very
it.
Very good.
I love it. Every battle was obviously a success other than Teddy Riley.
Teddy
and
Riley. Hey, but really, Teddy Riley made it that way.
He did.
I
it
really
was on Teddy.
I enjoyed the Erykah Badu, Jill Scott one. That was just a feel-good time.
That was by far the best one.
That really just made me feel good inside.
Yeah.
To be there.
And you know what? From watching that battle, I didn't care who won.
It
didn't matter.
I didn't think it was a battle at some point.
Yeah,
at that point,
they were literally just playing songs.
Like, yo,
they stopped counting. You know, the songs didn't matter anymore. They were just literally
having
playing.
Conversations, like great. Organic conversations.
I forgot Jill Scott's bag was that deep.
I forgot she was that fine.
Yeah,
she is fine.
Bro, her
she's
face was glowing, bro. That woman.
She's a
Philly's finest.
That woman is.
Yeah, boy, she is
bad.
She is something, boy.
Yeah, I like Jill. Erykah did her thing too, though. I like Erykah because she's an actual DJ, so like her setup was dope. Like, I was more so looking at her, but she fires it. But she was playing that shit.
Also,
it was a win-win.
You guys win. Obviously, you get to the sports world. The Michael Jordan documentary.
Oh, I was about to say sports. What happened? Michael Jordan is the GOAT.
All right, so
I don't care what anybody says. I know a lot of people are like, can you look at Michael Jordan a little funny now? Because if he didn't have Horace Grant, shut the fuck up.
Horace Grant?
He didn't allow Horace Grant to eat after bad games. You're going to sit here and tell me that he had Horace Grant?
Okay, good.
I think most stars like that are bad teammates. That's okay.
All right. You kind of have to, because to have that mentality, it's either you're in or you're out.
Because you always get on LeBron's ass about being a bad teammate.
He's a bad team because he's just like...
Is LeBron too nice?
I feel like LeBron's meaning his way. I feel like LeBron won't push you.
He'll just get you out of there.
He'll just get you out of there. Which I
yeah, it's kind of like
he won't even invest in you.
That's why...
Michael Jordan will invest in you by torturing you.
Yeah.
It's psychopathic, sometimes damaging, but he cares. And he's doing the things he's asking you to do.
Especially last episode, he said the dude had talent, so let me push him.
Did this show that Michael Jordan could be a better coach than what we all might have previously thought?
No.
Because he definitely seems more hands-on with these players.
And I was just listening to Corey's cousin bad podcast, Sam. Shout out to Sam. At Pick and Pop podcast. He's saying that mentality works when you're a player.
Only.
Only. From a certain generation. Like, if you're a player that plays with your peers and your constituent age, like, because he tried to do that
with the Wizards,
that really pan out.
With the Young Bulls.
Because imagine a nigga torturing you.
Larry Hughes is like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Imagine you torturing a nigga that looked up to you.
Yeah.
That's
literally
damaging
my psyche.
I don't even want to play no more.
Yeah.
Kwame Brown.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then,
damn, that's true.
And then as an owner, He's coming down the court smacking Malik Monk in the fucking head.
Yes, twice.
You're an owner. Like, you understand
that? He did that twice.
Fucking stupid ass.
In front of everybody.
In front of thousands.
In front of all the bad bitches in Charlotte. You smacked the shit out of his head. So I can only imagine. He would be horrible as a coach.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where he was a legend as a player, but he'd be a horrible coach. He's, you know what his football equivalent is? Mike Singletary.
Yes. Damn.
Great player. Horrible coach. Because yeah, he's the type of nigga that get on your ass and drive you, but it just, that just doesn't translate.
It seems personal.
Yeah. It seems like you hate me.
Yeah.
I guess you can definitely say, like, because when, I know one thing that I really took away from the whole documentary
in one of the episodes, Michael Jordan was like, I didn't ask anybody to do anything that I wasn't doing.
And that's why you gotta respect it.
You have to respect it. You literally saw him doing everything.
You literally saw that nigga went to basketball, right? Mm-hmm. Get his ass beat by the Pistons. Oh, you know what I'm gonna do, nigga? Oh, they beating
me. He got his ass not whooped.
Like,
literally, physically.
Destroyed.
Physically beat his ass.
Nigga, I'm gonna build this 10, 15 pounds of muscle.
Yeah.
Then we gonna fuck them niggas up. You know what he did? He fucked them niggas up.
He did exactly that.
Right? Then he left. Yeah. Played baseball. Oh, I gotta get in the baseball shape. Gotta slim down.
He even did
now,
that.
I gotta come back and get in the basketball shape.
He came back in the playoffs.
Came back, right? Then Magic fucked me up. Oh, now.
No, it wasn't Magic.
The Magic.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the Orlando Magic. Fucked him up.
Is that Shaq's first year? No. No.
Shaq. Might not.
Was
might
it that early?
Shaq's might have year. Been his rookie year.
Was that early? Because it was Shaq, Horace Grant, and
Penny.
Penny, yes.
Yeah. So.
Damn. Shaq. And Michael Jordan was like, I'll take you.
Then Shaq came back and said, oh, all right.
Yeah.
And then came back and said, I'm going to body you now.
Yeah, I'm going to get every piece of this weed whacker tonight.
All right, guys, we're back. We had to stop for, you know, take a little weed whacker break.
Yeah, I didn't really put that into into thought that would be one of the dynamics.
Yeah,
you know, we're on a different playing field.
Yeah,
you know, we can't control the weather.
I think I still like this better than calling in though.
Oh, this is way better.
I like this better than being in the basement.
Yeah, this is better than this is better than
this is the
being
best
in the
setup we have.
Yeah,
yeah,
way
yeah.
better.
I feel like
we should do this in the summer, just chill out.
Absolutely, one with nature. Like, in this way, we can actually have people over.
Yeah,
we're nighttime, not in, we'll probably be lit. Yeah,
and we got this setup right.
Yeah, I got the little.
Yeah, this is actually pretty nice.
It's great at night.
You need to get a, like a.
Oh, now he's bringing out the
lawnmower.
He's bringing out the lawnmower.
No, he's not.
He is.
Is he really?
Right behind you. Don't look. All right,
so. Yeah, he is. All right, we're going to have to get through this.
How about those Raiders?
Oh, no.
How about those Raiders?
All right, well, basically.
How long have we been going on right now?
An hour.
It's been an hour? Because they should be just give him an hour and then.
Nah, because we still have more to talk about.
That's what I'm saying.
So we're saying, what do you mean?
Let's get to the beef of it.
I was going to say give him an hour and then we come back another day. But if, I mean,
I'm good now. I'm good to keep going.
Yeah, fuck it.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Y'all got it, man. It's been a minute. Y'all.
Yeah, like, we're still working on our own kinks, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
so
fuck out of here.
Take this.
Yeah, whatever.
Nigga, buy the merch.
Yeah,
right.
Buy the merch. Shut
the fuck up.
Yeah. But all I'm saying is, like, you know, man, after watching this, and we still got two or more episodes to go, so two more hours.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear any more comparisons to LeBron for LeBron James to this.
Nah, it's quiet for right now.
I don't want to hear
it. Until LeBron gets his own documentary, it's quiet.
Nah, I don't care what type of documentary he puts out. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, when you see how much, like, it definitely puts in perspective how much harder, like, Michael Jordan was working than everybody else. Because people were like,
actually, the Space Jam segment?
Bro.
People were like,
oh, he was playing against construction workers, and who
no,
are these
he
niggas?
Wasn't.
Bro, he made them look like construction workers.
And that's what it was when you watch the highlights. He's just.
He was just.
His athleticism is so
superior.
He's
just old dick.
Astronomically better than everyone else.
He put up 60 on one of the most storied basketball team
and wasn't shooting threes
and without shooting threes.
Come on, dog.
Pure rack work.
Yes.
What are you like? What are we
they
doing?
Three Hall of Famers. Three on that Boston Celtics.
No, they had five.
Nah, I think it was like three or four, bro.
Five
on the Celtics.
Five.
What year was that?
Like 88, 89, some shit like that.
I think it might have been 89.
If it was 89, then it might be five.
Who are the Hall of Famers?
Bird. McHale.
The point, the guard.
Parrish.
Yeah.
It was two other dudes, too.
Yeah, bro. I think it was no, maybe three or four, bro.
Nah, bro, it was four.
It was at least four.
I think it was just four Hall of Famer
on that team.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like,
yeah. Let me see. I got to look this up.
I think, yeah.
I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, keep going.
But, yeah, so, like, and then I don't, I'm not making this.
Yeah.
Danny Ainge.
That's what I was thinking of.
He was playing?
Yeah, Danny Ainge. Oh, no, he's an all-star.
Yeah, I was saying, he's not an all-star.
Hall of Famer. Oh, Dennis Johnson. Hall of Famer.
So, it's four, right? Parrish, Johnson, Bird, Mikal.
No, yeah. And then was it the Lamb? Not Lambeer. What the fuck is his name? Bill? It's not Murray. What's his name?
I wish I just named him, but it doesn't.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay, yes. Five future Hall of Famers: Larry Bird, Kevin Mikal, Dennis Johnson, Robert Parrish, and Bill Walton.
Bill Walton
was on that team.
Bill Walton. Giving Bill Walton the fix. He was cursing his sailor
pattern. Yeah, that was five of them, bro.
MJ was giving Bill Walton the fix.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
the
five.
Fix. You understand me?
Because yeah, he was golfing with Danny Ainge.
George Gervin was on the Bulls, too, but it was his last season. He only played 5 minutes in game
Come
two.
Come on, man. And you expect me to MJ compare that by his lonesome, to a man that called two other top three players in their position, probably the best players in their positions at the time, definitely top two, top two in each position, called them to get on the team to still lose to the East German Mavericks? No.
Can we talk about how the media made it seem like Jordan wasn't good at baseball?
I thought he wasn't. He was all right.
They made it seem like he was trash, but he had a 13-game hitting streak.
Yeah, he was batting 200.
He's batting 200.
Yeah.
Two levels away from major leagues after not playing baseball for 14 years.
He definitely would have. He definitely would have went to them. Yeah, he would have went to the majors if he played more.
If he stuck with that, yeah, he definitely. You would see him in the majors.
And it was crazy because he wasn't even playing at the lowest level. He was one level under the MLB because they said that.
It was two levels.
Okay. Well, he couldn't. Yeah. He couldn't be at the lowest because they said the media intake wasn't enough. So they had to move him up just because of who he was, and he was balling on the niggas.
Bro,
that's an athlete, bro.
You want me to compare him to the nigga that got shut down in the finals by John Leguizamo?
John Leguizamo.
JJ
Barrett.
Come on, dog. Come on, man. No.
JJ Barrett is the same height as all three of us.
Yes. Head LeBron in a torture rack.
Had that nigga in a figure four leg lock.
Nigga was like, help. he was like, quit playing, JJ. Like, yo.
He couldn't figure it out, man.
He couldn't figure it out. I don't want to hear like every. That's one thing I do not want to hear. Anything. LeBron is number two.
LeBron is number two all the way. I will never take that away. But number one is Michael the Jordan.
Michael the Jeffrey the Jordan. Okay, it's not LeBron. Yeah. It's not the nigga from Akron.
Yeah, it's not Kobe. It's not Kobe. Rest in peace.
But it's not Bean. Even Bean on the documentary said that he was like, hell no. He said it out of like. And my bad, Mike. Are you fucking retarded?
I got it from him.
I got it from his whole game from him. Nigga, no.
No. And I want to hear y'all opinion on this. Why was Gary Payton not guarding Jordan in the finals? Why did George Karl say, I don't care about the defense right now, even though you're the defensive player of the year?
Same reason George Karl made plenty more mistakes after that.
Just the same reason he alienated Mello.
Yeah.
He's a fucking dummy.
He's a douche.
Because that's just like
it didn't make sense. Gary Payton had them pause on Jordan.
Yeah.
For two games. And then he was like, oh.
For two games. But he should have stayed on
it. Yeah, should have stayed on him.
That was it.
They was like, oh.
That was it. You know, also, now one of the decisions, I guess, that you can look back on is like, oh, well, why did they do that? One of the major ones to me, it wasn't even the one that involved Michael Jordan. It was when they had Tony Kukoc take that last shot. And Scottie Pippen was sitting on the bench.
Scottie Pippen didn't want to go in.
This nigga wouldn't. Wow. Did you see it, Mike?
Yeah.
The nigga would refuse.
That's if anybody was a loser in this documentary, it's Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen. It makes it better. I see why Future be shitting on that nigga. Like, it's very easy to do it.
I see why Future be cuckolding.
Yeah. You got a deep voice for no reason. You are
because you can understand he would be mad, but you don't quit on your teammates.
He quit on his team, and then they made the shot.
You are a Hyman with a jump shot.
A 6'8 twat.
A 6'8 twat. I'm a fucking power forward goose. You fucking stink, nigga. Really?
And he was out there playing for free.
Yeah,
too. He was out there playing free on top of it.
This is what makes me mad. He signed a contract.
Yeah.
He just said, yo, this is a really bad contract. You sign the thing and then get mad that you signed the thing. How dumb can you be?
Nah, come on. Don't look at it like that. He had a history of getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, that deal wasn't bad money-wise. It was just bad as far as longevity.
Yeah.
Right? And in the NBA, it wasn't unpopular for them to
renegotiate. Didn't Steve Kerr get more money than him?
Yes,
nigga, everybody did.
At the time he signed. Not...
Everybody's making more money than that nigga.
Gotta think. Who is the highest paid quarterback in the league now?
Now?
Yeah. Boy, at one point it was Kirk Cousins, right?
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
He was the best. It was just when he signed.
Yeah.
It's the same thing then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and people gotta remember, Jordan at that time, Jordan wasn't making crazy money.
He was making shit.
Well, he wasn't making crazy money compared to now. No, but compared to the rest of his team. He was making a lot more than the rest of the team.
Shit on, as far as from basketball contracts, he was making shit money.
At one point.
It was the Jordan and the Haynes.
He wasn't even the highest paid player on the Gatorade
and Spaceship.
I guess the list I saw, he was the highest paid, like, by far.
The last 2 years.
Yeah, the last 2 years is when he ganked and was like, oh, nah, nigga, I want to run me my shit.
He signed in 2 years, $60 million.
I was about to say, I saw $33 million for 1 year.
That was crazy.
That was last 2 years. That's like, oh, nah, you want me these last 2 years? I'm ganking that ass.
Yeah. 30 mil.
But all them years before, he was making...
At one point, he was making like 2.5.
That nigga was making LeSean McCoy money.
No. Remember when the owner was like, I paid him his basketball salary when he's playing baseball? It was only $2 million.
That's some dickhead shit.
Bro, like...
And Jordan.
How can you afford to do that?
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
That's how you can afford to do it. You pay him nothing.
That's the only reason why.
Would you take Tony Kukoc to the bank?
Yeah. How long was he even in the league? Was he? Did he play long? Tony Kukoc. He was nice though. I didn't realize he was that fucking tall.
Yeah, I didn't know he was that tall. Neither.
I knew he was nice. I had no idea he was that tall.
He played in the NBA from 93 to 06.
Damn. Was he
6'10"? He is 6'10". Croatian.
Bro, he looked fucking huge on the court. When I was watching those highlights,
he took his time getting to the NBA because he played pro ball from 85 to 93 overseas.
No, you know, but he probably started when he was, what, 15?
Probably, yeah. Same thing with Ricky Rubio.
Ricky Rubio was literally a pro when he was 14.
Man. That's why I was listening to the, what's the podcast with Darius Miles and his boy?
Yeah,
he was saying they interviewed a kid, it's the Bull Jennings.
Brandon?
Yeah.
Brandon Jennings.
And he was saying he did that 1 year overseas, and he was nervous about the draft because he wasn't playing at all.
Mm. What, overseas he wasn't playing?
Yeah, he wasn't playing.
Oh, damn, because niggas is nice.
Yeah, and what he was saying was, like, he was getting his ass bust by people like Ricky Rubio because Rubio's game was so mature
because
he had been a pro for 3 years already.
It's crazy when you look at it like that, but it's facts.
Yeah. Brandon James, like, I wasn't even starting overseas.
Yeah.
He's like, people don't talk about that.
And that's why I look at LaMelo funny. But whatever. We each his own.
Enjoy the tune.
That nigga about to be stinging it up on the fucking...
Yeah, that nigga he's gonna be sucking dick on the Orlando Magic beating team.
He's gonna be the final piece in the ass baller, big baller brand puzzle. And I can laugh at that shit to the bank.
I don't think so.
All these niggas suck.
They're gonna get Jello back in the league, man.
He's already in the league. He was in the G League.
Is he still? No, he's not still in there. Is he?
He's in the G League. He's gonna be
OKC.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah, he did. They snuck him on a spot in there. That nigga gonna be ass McGass.
God.
He's gonna suck dick.
That nigga, yo. I ain't never seen... I don't mean to backtrack on this. I know we talk about this thousands of times. I have never seen a high school player's highlight who just stood in the corner and they passed it to him and he shot from the same side the whole game and they praised him.
It was cherry picking.
Nigga!
Cherry picking.
It was the ball height.
That shit was crazy.
Cherry picking.
They had three niggas on that team that played defense and the brother, whoever was in at the time, would just pass it to the other one. And that was it. And then it was like, whose turn is it to score 70 today?
Corny.
That shit was whack.
And I know if I was some other three niggas on the team, I'd be furious.
That shit was whack. And like after watching that, like it was so obvious to tell that like Lonzo was way better than the other two, and he's not good.
And he's cheap. That nigga cheats.
He's just not an all star.
He's cheats. Man, stop, man. Number two, number two draft pick, that nigga's cheeks.
They don't get the, you know what it, it's not fair. They don't get to gas him up like that and then and then tell us we can't badger him.
No.
That nigga sucks.
For a number two pick, that man is cheeks.
Is,
what?
De'Aaron Fox
cheeks?
Oh. De'Aaron Fox is better than him.
De'Aaron Fox is better than him.
Numbers don't say that.
Numbers don't say what? The team says that he's better than him.
How? Numbers don't say what?
Sacramento's good.
Bad, way better than New Orleans. Yeah. You looking up, Chief?
I don't think so, because I've been betting on him a lot.
Betting on him. Go ahead, my nigga.
Pelicans.
De'Aaron Fox is better than Lonzo. And for me, I don't even need to see numbers.
I don't need to see numbers. You know.
I've seen athletic ability. That nigga's better.
That nigga's better. Than him.
That nigga's better.
I like him. And what number was De'Aaron Fox?
Right after.
Was he three?
He wasn't number three.
The Pelicans are better. The Pelicans and the Kings have the same record.
Yeah.
And Zion.
That's because they are Zion, nigga.
And Zion.
Oh, yeah, that's he's on the team, yeah.
Nigga, no.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'm not wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know if I can rock with that.
Because the Pelicans are 10 and the Kings are 11.
I'm taking De'Aaron over Lonzo, though. If you had to pick one, you're picking Lonzo?
The NBA is different, obviously.
Oh, here we go.
I don't like how you started.
I like how you like
to I asked who you're picking.
You know one thing better than the nigga, man.
All I did was ask who he's picking. It depends on what you need.
No, I need a nigga. I need a good basketball player. basketball player.
He's not that.
That doesn't shoot from his hip.
He don't do that anymore.
He don't do that anymore. He shoots like a basketball player. I be living a parade. I shouldn't be saying about the number two pick. Cheeks.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm taking De'Aaron, bro.
But
I'm taking De'Aaron.
Stinks.
I'm taking De'Aaron.
But
nah, I like De'Aaron.
Oh my god.
De'Aaron went fifth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's not bad though. Like I fuck with De'Aaron.
Who was before? Did it say? Yeah, sure. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were on the
track. Nah, it was Tatum.
Okay.
Tatum, but I'm all of them.
Fultz, Lonzo, Tatum.
Tatum's clearly the best top five pick.
100%.
Clearly.
Josh Jackson, went four.
That nigga's a disappointment.
That nigga's a disappointment.
He can't listen. He don't listen to nobody, right?
Remember he got arrested?
Yeah. That nigga's a dickhead.
South by Southwest, like,
you're Rolling Loud.
Yeah. Dude, what are you getting arrested for at Rolling Loud for?
You're in the NBA. What the fuck you doing sneaking in the concerts?
Buy a ticket, you rich bastard.
That's almost as bad as Joseph Randle getting caught stealing from J.C.
What are you stealing? Panties?
Yeah, you're stealing polo draws.
Yeah, polo draws and cologne.
You're rich.
You're rich.
You know, even if you don't make $1 million, you make at least $700,000.
At least.
Yeah,
that's fine. Polo draws should fit well within that budget.
Now, whatever you're doing on the outside of that to make you not afford those draws,
I just didn't want to buy it.
Oh god!
You're an idiot.
Immediate release. Yeah. Immediate release.
That nigga sucks.
Immediate release. Is he even on the team now?
He's in jail.
No, as he should be.
Some rape shit. So he's a sicko. He deserves to be there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a downfall.
Yeah. He's mentally ill.
That's like when I heard about Darren Sharper.
Say this.
Remember when y'all heard about Darren Sharper?
Bro.
Yeah.
I feel like I remember what it was when I heard about Darren Sharper. I was like, what?
And it's crazy because
but I didn't like obviously your first instinct is like, yo, you're Darren Sharper, you're in the NFL, like you shouldn't have to think that.
He was retired. He was on TV as an analyst.
What are you doing, bro? Like niggas stick out here. That's how you know it's really like.
I was listening to one podcast and they were like, bro, you're a good looking guy. You don't even need to be doing that.
What are you doing that for?
You're just weird.
What are you doing that for?
Disgusting.
Just sick.
You
just
need to be in jail.
Sicko. Yep.
Just sick. You can ride there, where you bro. Belong. In
yep.
jail.
Yep. Speaking of people going to jail. You want to talk about this Ahmaud Arbery?
String those two white men up.
Them niggas can die. And you know what?
String them up.
I didn't always feel that way because I'm not really for the death penalty. Never was really against it. But if you can keep somebody in jail and make them think about that shit so they can just kind of like rot in there, I was with it. Now, if I see this shit happen again, kill them niggas.
Do you guys?
I am tired.
Do you guys think they're going to get convicted?
No. They're not.
No.
They're not.
Yeah.
They're not.
They're going to use the Ahmaud walking in the abandoned house of wood and walking in and out
as a case.
Like, oh, suspicion of theft.
And you know what? I don't know what country we live in anymore.
Walking around with a TV in his arm. He don't need to die.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what country we live in anymore that you can just kill somebody because of that.
Only white people can put the law in their hands and like pick and choose when they want to.
Okay. People pick and choose when the Constitution matters.
Like, bro, you haven't been a cop for over a decade. What do you do? Even if he was or wasn't a cop.
It doesn't matter. Y'all literally hunted him down in a pickup truck. It was like the fucking 1920s.
It did.
It's like a scene out of Django.
They chased that nigga
in a pickup truck with rifles and with a rifle and a six shooter. What the fuck are y'all doing?
He's not a bear. He's just jogging.
Them niggas need to die, bro. I'm gonna say it straight up like that. Like,
if people don't know, this happened in February.
February.
It is May.
I don't understand how they kept this under wraps for so long.
Because the video wasn't out.
At the very minimum.
Even so, the case was still out.
I just don't like saying niggas need to die. How about this? You need to at least be under the jail. At the very minimum.
No, they need to die. I'm sorry. I'm tired of this. Like, they need a death penalty, bro. I'm tired.
Die.
I'm tired. Like, how many times does this have to happen?
Yeah.
How many times? Like, for real. How many times does this have to happen? We keep having the same conversation, and it's the same people who are like, well, he did this, he did that. That does not warrant a death penalty. In no case.
At all.
No case. No case. I've seen, you know how I know it doesn't warrant that? Because I've seen people who have raped somebody's significant other, somebody killed the rapist, and then the murderer went to jail. It just doesn't, like, it just doesn't...
Yeah,
it just doesn't like what we
free him.
I'm saying the system doesn't make no sense.
No, the system doesn't
make sense, man.
It doesn't. It works for who it wants to work.
That's exactly who it wants to work for.
They change it arbitrarily.
Case by case.
Case by case. Who do we want the law to work for today?
Yeah.
And it usually goes by what they look like. And guess who ends up on the short end of that stick?
Shit. Just like that. Remember that cop in Minnesota who accidentally killed that white girl?
Oh, they put him under the jail.
That nigga went to jail faster than I've ever seen a cop go to jail.
Yes, yes.
He was in jail the same day.
That Blue Lives Matter got thrown out of the window real fast.
And then it was crazy when a girl, they shot her in her sleep. Like,
yes, yes. What was she, though? Because the picture...
The EMT?
Yeah, all right. She was an EMT.
Yeah, so apparently...
They raided her house.
There was, yeah, somebody had called the police... For whatever reason.
Is that volume up?
Okay, that looked like the volume was down. Yeah, but the police were called for whatever reason. They raided it. But when they raided it, they were in unmarked cars. They didn't have their uniforms on. So the boyfriend was in the house with her, and he thought they were getting robbed. He fired, and then the niggas fired back.
It was an execution.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what that was. She died. That was cold blood.
And... they all need to be held accountable because the police fucked up. This case is a little bit different from the other ones because it was obviously a lack of information in this whole case. But they need to, something needs to happen to them because they killed somebody for no reason, as usual. Like, remember the little girl in Detroit?
Sure, it's
like you remember that, Corey? The little girl, they raided the house and they killed the little girl. That was...
It's so many, bro.
That's what I mean. Like, how many times does this have to happen? And how come every time black people get mad, it's like, oh, well, y'all just like to be mad?
Y'all the same people that can't keep y'all asses inside, though? Fuck is you talking
about? Like, I ain't trying to hear that shit, man. That shit is frustrating as hell.
Did you see the one white lady put her hands on the Red Lobster employee?
No.
I didn't watch that. I saw it, but I didn't watch the video.
Yeah, but bro, she's at work.
Yeah, the entitlement is through the roof nowadays, man.
Especially with the Karens.
Yeah, Karens are through, man.
These Karens are crazy, bro.
Yeah, crazy Karens. Yeah.
I don't know, the shit is frustrating. It's extreme. It is extremely frustrating.
You ever have to fight at your job.
I don't see why being black is such a problem.
That too.
I can't figure this shit out.
It's like a big issue.
It's a huge problem. I can't figure this shit out to save my life.
I don't get it, bro. Like, I don't understand. But you know what?
We gonna push on and we gonna keep being excellent, my nigga.
Oh yeah, you got damn right.
What you talking
about? But I'm about tired of being so forgiving. I'll tell you that much.
Hey, let's talk about something that's not excellent.
What's
Insecure?
What else do we have? Is that?
I think that's the.
Yeah, we saw that. Rest in peace, Ahmaud Arbery.
Yeah, rest in peace.
I hope they put these people in jail, and I hope they get the death penalty because that was fucking execution style.
Yeah. Go ahead. You wanted to talk about Insecure. You want to lead that in, Corey?
Yeah. I just want to talk about how good this season has been.
It's been a wonderful season.
This season reminds me of how good season one was. Remember how good season one was?
Season one and two were pretty good. Three, they had a massive fall off. But, this has been a very, very lovely season.
This is definitely the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely the best season.
And we're getting more episodes. It's a nice time.
The thing that's been really frustrating to me, it's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It's how good Yvonne Orji, or how do you say her last name?
Origi, yeah.
How good she is at playing Molly. Like, I don't fuck with her.
Yeah, because you can't separate her.
I can't separate her from the character
that's
now.
Corny anyway.
Yeah, I don't have.
I know that's gonna be horrible.
Yeah, I don't have too much faith in that. Yeah. I'm gonna watch it out of support.
Yeah, but I know that's gonna be ass.
She has been killing this role as Molly, and it's pulling me into the show because she's so good at being her frustrating self that it makes me want to watch, just hoping that she gets a lesson learned. And this has definitely been the best season. And then to see the block party come together was really dope. They had Sir on there.
Bro, Sir and Vince Staples.
And Vince Staples.
Oh, God. So
they brought back The Neighbor.
If you guys don't know this show, we're called talking about Insecure. It's a show on HBO. It comes on Sundays at 10. It's written by Issa Rae. You might, if you don't know who she is, she's been on the YouTube series Awkward Black Girl. And then she's been on the movie Little. She's been in that movie, The Photograph. She's about to be in a new Netflix movie called Heartbreakers or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
This series been going on for a few years now. We're in season four. We don't watch it. It's really good. All like a lot of black cast. It's a show about just like black people. Nothing high drama, overblown intensity.
Yeah, it's not that's the good thing about it. It's not just unrealistic drama.
It's black millennials in our age just living.
Yeah.
Understanding, so you just see it, you know what I mean? Yeah. And this season's been really good.
It's been amazing.
It always turns into a good dialogue, especially on the internet. This season
brings out the dummies.
Well, it brings out I love when people project.
Oh man!
Oh, it brings. God.
That's all I do.
Man, it's great. Speaking of projecting, we're gonna get into that next. But yeah,
what's projecting?
The video, the Boosie.
We'll get into that
because that's bringing out the worst of them. It's been a really good show. I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell what's gonna happen next.
Mm-hmm.
Because this last episode, I mean, we don't want to spoil nothing, but usually we do recaps anyway, so fuck y'all if y'all haven't been watching.
Yeah,
but
you just gotta skip the next 10 minutes.
Yeah. It was a good episode, because before it was kind of focusing on Issa and Lawrence and what could possibly happen. Mm-hmm. And then this last episode, it was just more so about Issa, and then it kind of brought the whole aspect with Molly back into it, so to the forefront.
And then it's focusing on the other friends, like the girl Tiffany.
Yeah.
And it's she seems to be dealing with postpartum depression.
1,000%. They might add some drama into that because she is not okay.
She's not okay at all.
And you see how her friends are just acting like everything. They're turning a blind eye to it.
And I don't know why.
And I feel like this
she's
gonna,
not okay.
It's going to turn into something bad.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
I don't know what it is.
Nothing bad has happened.
Mind you, we're only halfway through the season. It's 5 episodes out of 10. It's 10 episodes now, not 8.
Now, I do want to add some insight. I forget who said this, but apparently, apparently, they don't like Amanda Seals. Her outside the show. In real life, they don't fuck with her. So she's definitely about to get written off.
Yeah, because apparently what they were saying is that they only communicate with each other
on set.
When it says action.
Yeah.
Other than that, Amanda Seals,
something bad might happen. And nothing really bad has happened.
Horrible.
Nothing.
No.
Yeah, it's been
that kind of show.
It's been all rainbows and glitter and funny stuff. So,
it's kind of a happy-go-lucky
drama. Like, it's been jokey shit. It's been jokey. Like, depressing, sad type shit.
But
like that.
It's pretty easy to tell that she's going through something. It might be bad. And the fact that nothing bad has happened yet is making me anxious. So now, when I see her on screen and I saw those last few scenes with her, I'm like, damn. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope nothing bad happens, but it seems like it's going that way.
What do y'all think about, obviously, the falling out between Molly and Issa?
Molly's an idiot.
Molly's an idiot.
Okay.
I think
she's very selfish.
Very.
Issa, now, and you pointed this out, Issa is a bit of a user. Yes.
She's 100% a user.
Yes.
She is.
1,000%
she a user. She is a user, but in this situation, she was trying. She's been trying to do this.
Yes.
And she needed her friend's help.
She did.
Didn't see a problem with
it. I don't see a problem with... I see a problem with her actively saying, don't do something for her. Mm-hmm. I really don't see a problem with, like, I'm going to stay out of it.
How do you feel about her going over Molly's head, though?
I didn't see anything wrong with that. What was wrong with that?
I wouldn't have did that.
Yeah, that's why. Because I wouldn't have did that.
I wouldn't have did that.
Because, you know, like, when I tell you something, you chose to not listen.
And that's fine.
You're looking for technicalities.
I get that.
And I hate when people do that.
I get that. But the only reason Molly didn't do it for her is because she was feeling some type of way towards her. Which was stupid.
I know, but it's not
Molly's your place. Reason why she didn't want to do it was bullshit.
It was very weak. It was very weak.
But when I set a boundary... You gotta honor the boundary.
That's what I'm saying.
Even if it's bullshit or not, it's not for you to agree with.
They should have spoke about it.
They should have spoken about it.
But Issa did what she had to do.
When she said, what she had to do was just act like, yo, do your job like you didn't have a connection. Do the work. How'd you get Schoolboy Q?
She did it.
DM
like she
some
did.
People. She email did. Some people.
Yeah, she asked Nathan.
Yeah.
So, I can't believe he's back. That's just weird.
He's just, you know.
That shit's weird. We'll I don't get understand. Into that.
Yeah, we'll get there.
I don't understand.
I wouldn't have did it. And it's like you kind of chose to ignore what your friend said, even though it's bullshit, a bullshit reason.
But then, even when Andrew was like, yeah, Nathan, you know, hit me up, he had no problem with it.
Yeah. And I don't know why he apologized for it. I don't understand.
Because
that.
He didn't understand why fucking Molly was upset. He was like, oh,
you know, you know, you do like, some what? Chicks where you just apologize and you don't mean it just to get them to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Most apologies.
That's 95% of them. Mike, are you trying to be like wholesome right now?
Like, all right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not saying. I ain't gonna say that.
Yeah, man. I feel like Issa did what she had to do. Molly hasn't had her best interest leading up to that.
No.
Really, the whole season.
I feel like Molly.
Because episode one, she was shitting on her.
I feel like Molly only has her best interest if it's through her.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't better than
to
what
feel
I
feel like doing. If she has some type of game.
Yeah, but I'm helping you with this little thing you got going on.
Yeah. Especially if it's not better than anything I'm doing.
Right. Exactly.
As long as I'm still the big lawyer with all the attention, I know our friend Nadira pointed out to me, shout out to her. She said, she was like, yeah, she needs to be the main person with the big stuff going on.
Always.
Like, she needs to feel superior. And if she's in a position where people are doing things that, like, maybe, like, outshine her, she's not for it. Or she, like, downplays it, she doesn't support it, and things of that nature. And I can agree with that. I do. But I just didn't like how we ignore the fact that she made a valid point in calling Issa a user. Because I can understand at some point how that can be draining to someone's like, you know, I really don't want to keep helping you. I'm tired. Especially with Issa, who is a person who does not reciprocate when she gets help.
At all.
She only takes and takes and takes and never gives. And how long do you expect anybody to really deal with that?
But ain't it crazy how shit changed so fast? Because when they were doing the wobble, bro, all was good.
It was all fine.
Yeah.
All was good.
It was all fine. And, you know, I really wish the scene where Molly gave her the wings, she was so close to apologizing, bro.
Right there.
She was right there.
Almost the climax.
Mm-hmm. And then Issa had to, you can't blame Issa. Like, she was at her event. She had to go do something. So, it was right there, and I feel like everything would have been fine if that could have got done. But Molly tends to let her own selfish ways and selfish emotions get the best of her, and she literally rained on her own friend's parade again.
Yeah.
Again. It literally rained at the end.
Do they ever patch this?
Not until the very end of the season, if that.
Yeah, they're going to make us wait for this one.
Because you got to think, Molly's a really big character in this show.
No, she's not going to be gone.
She
took on
a main role.
It's going to be them living separate lives and, like, kind of interacting.
Yeah, because you got to think, they'll live separate lives, but they have mutual
friends. They're going to cross
paths. Especially Nathan comes back. Nathan comes back.
Because Lawrence ain't going home.
And
now,
if something happens with Tiff, yeah, they're all going to be together.
They're going to interact through their mutual friends, and they're just going to do it that way. So it's going to be a lot of that weirdness and awkwardness and side shadiness going on.
Because I think that, granted, Lawrence and Issa had a 5-year relationship, Nathan has a bigger influence over Issa than Lawrence.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because he's new.
Yeah.
Because he's new.
Yeah. You know, also what was interesting?
Got light eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a light-skinned nigga, deep voice.
Yeah. You know what also was interesting to me?
You know, they love those.
Oh, they love the constant inconsistency.
When they treat your life like a revolving door.
Exactly. Ooh, nothing gets as moist like that. What was I going to say? It was interesting. Y'all just made me forget my train of thought. Oh, the fact that, I just lost my train.
Nathan?
No, it was with Issa. No. It was the fact that Issa was the one to say that she didn't fuck with Molly first. And then, I believe, was it Andrew who asked, like, what's up with y'all? She was like, she just said, I don't like her right now. So, like, Issa was definitely taking it way more personally than Molly was, because I guess, like,
she's a user, and it's like,
yeah, she was like, I don't fuck with her. She literally said, I don't fuck with
her. She's one of those people, like, if once you're not to her benefit anymore, yeah, she puts you on a shelf where she don't fuck with you.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's hard to say that because Molly was really shitting on her.
Molly shit.
Anything that she said, even when Issa was doing good,
100%.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying with Issa, we have evidence of this with other people. Mm-hmm. Like Daniel, for one.
Yeah.
Scratch that. She needed itch.
Use that nigga like nothing else.
She used him as just a ploy to get out of her relationship.
Yeah.
And then she started sleeping on that nigga's couch.
Yeah, she did.
Bad times. But yeah, this show, I like where it's going.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really, really
it's so
really
good. It's so good.
Really, really good. Keep my attention.
Really. Have y'all started watching Little Fires Everywhere?
No.
What is that? That's good.
It's a show with Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington.
Is it good?
What's it about?
It's very good. So, Kelly Washington.
Spoil it.
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil it. There's a lot that goes into it. Kelly Washington is an artist, and she has her daughter, and kind of like a nomadic type of person. They never really stay in one place long. They find this place in Cleveland. Reese Witherspoon, her family like owns the rental property, so they start living there. And it takes place in like the 90s, I believe. So, you know, it's like little subtle racist stuff here and there. Like, it's interesting. It's cool to see. And literally everybody in the show has major flaws.
Mm-hmm. So, where's this on? Where are you?
It's actually on Hulu. But yeah, if you have Sprint, you can watch Hulu for free.
I've been watching Insecure. I've been watching a lot of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, that's your
Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight.
We already knew you was watching it.
What's going on? That John is fire. I got another recommendation for me and my girl was watching it last night. It's this movie on Netflix. It's called Room.
Okay.
Very good movie.
What's that
I liked
about?
It. Room is about this lady. She was kidnapped when she was 17. Mm-hmm. And the dude kept her in this like garden shed, like locked garden shed, which is just big garden shed, but it just has one skylight, right? And the whole time he's like had her kidnapped, but he's been like raping her.
Yeah.
And eventually she has a baby.
Okay.
And this baby, you know, she's raising this baby in this shed. And then on his 5th birthday, they escape. Mm-hmm. So mind you, this baby knows nothing about the outside world.
Yeah.
And it's like, she's teaching him, like, she teaches him that, like, outside doesn't exist. The world is the room.
Oh, wow.
And, like, the old dude that's been raping her comes and gives her groceries and stuff. They call it, like, Sunday treat. Like, he just gets stuff by magic. And it's like, yeah, they finally escape and
she starts chasing him.
Nah, they just saw how she adjusts, how he adjusts to the outside world. And it's like, yeah, it's
very, that's very realistic. I feel like I just heard a story about that in the news.
Nah, but married at first sight.
Married at first sight, boy.
Yeah, that's the show.
Especially this joint on Netflix. All right, married at first sight. People don't know.
Interesting. The producer of that show is one of my mom's patients.
Really?
Yes, we'll talk about that. Because I had it on in the living room. Mm-hmm. Sunday for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And then she was like, what is this? Because it was very entertaining.
Yeah.
And she was like, she's married at first sight. She's like, one of the producers is one of my patients. And even he said, these niggas are crazy.
Yeah.
They are.
Bro, alright, so look.
Because that's the show with, that's the one when the couple's in the bubble, right?
The what?
The one, you said Married at First Sight, right?
That's...
Oh, no, I'm thinking Love is Blind.
That's Love is Blind.
Yeah, my fault.
This Married at First Sight is chicks. It's people on Netflix. Season 9 is on Netflix. Great season. Basically, a whole bunch of people, and they choose a city, and they get singles that want to get married, right?
Mm-hmm. Something is wrong with all these people.
Everybody has something wrong with you. Because you have to be something wrong with you to be on the show in the first motherfucking place. It's love experts, like three or four love experts, mm-hmm. that pair these people up based on what they say in their interviews and profiles. Yeah. So they pair them up. Mm-hmm. And they never meet until the actual wedding day.
So they don't meet until she's
so when they come down the aisle.
Why did I know that?
Bro, when they come down that aisle, it's the first time you see her. So it's like, I'm at the bam, 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 bam. Your bride's coming out. That's
the first time y'all even seen each other.
First time I look at your existence and acknowledge it.
So before they read their vows is the first conversation they have.
Yes. You may kiss the bride is the first kiss they had.
Wow.
It is crazy. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's like, they got like, usually about four or five couples, right?
Yeah.
I feel like
did I see this? I think I see this.
Season 9 is just a ragtag bunch of people.
Ragtag.
The one chick is a 27-year-old virgin.
Oh, God.
And they have a goof.
Yeah. And they move them in too, right?
They get married. Boom. Yeah. They have the reception. Then they go off to a honeymoon.
All right.
Then they come out, put them in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do it for like 2 months. And then at the end of it, they have a decision day where each person says, do they want to stay together? Do they want to get a divorce?
Yeah.
And then, you know, they say yes. They stay together. One says no.
Uh-huh.
They cut their losses and bye-bye.
Can we talk about the lemonade situation?
All right. So there's one couple on this
show. Wait, what?
Bro, there's one couple on this show. Iris and Keith, the black couple.
Uh-huh.
Iris is the 27-year-old virgin chick.
Okay.
Keith is some bull. Some country boy.
Yeah.
Want to get married. He's not really a weird dude. He's kind of corny. He's a country nigga.
Okay. He's a mohawk.
Of course.
He's literally like J. Cole. Like a chill, corny country dude.
Yeah.
Right? So they get married. You know, they like each other.
Mm-hmm.
But then he doesn't know that, obviously, he don't know that this chick is a virgin.
Okay.
But the dude's mom picks up on it. She's like, oh, that's a really white dress you got on. Like, she's just talking to the bride on some one-off shit at the reception. Like, yeah, you're white. Your dress is really white. Oh, my God. He's like, does that mean anything? Like, because she's fishing for information.
Yeah, yeah.
And the girl's like, yeah, you know, it's about my purity, you know, for myself. I'm a virgin. And she goes, oh. And this mom's a G. She goes up to him and be like, listen, do you know your wife is a virgin? At the reception, like they're doing the wobble at the dance room, and she's telling this man,
and she's giving an inside scoop.
You know, your man is a virgin, so her being a virgin is like a big thing they deal with because she's not trying to have sex at all.
She's not even trying to hear,
even though
past stories about sex.
Yeah, she's real immature about it. Like
she doesn't even want to have sex.
She doesn't
want to
talk about it at all.
Ew.
Well,
she don't even want to talk about it.
She thinks it's disgusting.
They had a little questionnaire. It was like, what's your favorite position? She was like, yeah. Like, she's being weird. Like, she's like,
what's good with her?
Like, yeah, she was being real weird about it. Like, she was at, like, if I asked her, even that's weird. Like, if I asked somebody who's not, Yeah, I was like, what if I have a 70-year-old with a doggy snack?
They're like, what the fuck is that?
Ew. But I'm like, but I also heard that in my head. I'm like,
yeah, what am I gonna ask that? How to ask a 70-year-old?
So yeah, A, B, C, D, do you like doggy snack? The cow goes, moo, yeah. Do you like doggy
snack? Yeah, 69 is not just a rapper.
The doggy goes from the back.
Yeah, that child would be lost.
But nah, like, so they're doing, she's kind of weird. She's an only child. So I guess they had this party where both of them invite their friends over in the apartment together, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, they're all chilling and whatever. And I guess Keith, he has his brothers over. His, like, actual blood brothers over. Yeah. They go into the fridge to get some juice. Now, to Iris, this is a huge problem. She goes, she goes over there and goes, no. Y'all have a one-cup limit. You can't be... This is our juice.
This ain't the party juice.
This is the party juice. The juice is out here is for y'all. And then I'm like... What?
It was some little lemonade, bro.
Like, it was lemonade. I'm like, bro, like... What? She's like, and I guess they had an argument about it later. She's like, yeah, you know...
I appreciate that.
They kind of disrespected our bond and our marriage by just going and just ruffling through our things and drinking our juice.
You know, those are my brothers, right?
And it's like, lemonade. He was like, you say you're arguing me over juice? Juice.
You can buy more juice.
So like, everything is replaceable. Juice. Yeah, so it's just weird stuff like that. And she's like real icky about sex. But yeah, she was real weird. Did you watch the reunion?
No, not there yet.
Watch the reunion. It makes me look at that relationship a lot differently.
All right, well.
So when you watch that, so
okay. I gotta go. And this is season 9.
Yeah, season 9 on Netflix.
He specifically said start at season 9.
I'm gonna start there. I've seen some episodes before. Now that I think
what
of
about
it,
the one chick that
not this though.
She was single for 10 years.
One chick was single for 10 years, saying she's single for 10 years, hasn't been in a relationship talking about I want to get married now. Stupid.
That's not how any of that works.
No, at all. Not even a little bit.
That
one chick super close to her dad, real weird about it.
Yeah.
Right. And then there's another dude, they have a toxic love thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she says she has Caucasian sex.
It's because she's into black guys.
Yeah.
Is she white?
Yeah, they don't have an argument. They're like, yeah, you just have, like, Caucasian sex. Like, bam, bam, done. Like, that's it. Because it's so funny.
She's trying to just fuck.
Yeah, like she's trying to like get it in.
Yeah,
he's just trying to know.
He's trying to take it to the base. Yeah, nice and vanilla.
The base. Trying to hit missionary through the peel.
Yeah, tickle my bean bag.
Tickle my old bean bag. Oh yeah.
Oh man!
But yeah, it's a bunch. It's entertaining. All those marriage shows, garbage. I love it.
Yeah.
90 Fiance, Married at First Sight, top tier garbage. I love it. What's up, little man?
You ain't even looking at me. You see my niece, my nephew through the window. But yeah, speaking of mess, right?
No, this is, yeah, let's end it with this. It's horrible.
Yeah, so I guess we can technically end it with this. So, Boosie's in, you know, social media news again. He's never in the real news. So, he's in the Twitter news, right?
Imagine just talking about COVID, like, yeah. Lil Boosie today.
Rapper Lil Boosie. Right? So,
he trained his daughter, his son, suck pussy all life.
So, Boosie's in the news, and it's causing a whole big old thing on Twitter. Without giving any context, basically there was someone who on Twitter who said, y'all are bashing Boosie, but not bashing Dwayne Wade's parents, right? So that was the first thing I saw. Not bashing Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union. So immediately, I was like, this nigga Boosie done did it again. So I'm fishing. I'm like trying to find what exactly Boosie said to make people say that. How are we getting on Boosie but not Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union for being good parents,
understanding parents,
Yes, this is not that serious. Loving parents. But we still know how to love a child, okay? Yeah. Literally. All right? Don't get it twisted. We
might say I'm not beating my kid. I'm loving him.
Yeah, we might say a lot of shit on here, but trust and believe, those are our beliefs, right? So this is what I found that Boosie said.
He's allowed to see pussy, fuck pussy, eat pussy, all that. He's 16 years old. He trained to fuck pussy, eat pussy, all that. Yeah. So don't get to talking about my son.
Don't talk about him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't get to talking about my son. Mm-hmm. I got my son's dick sucked early. I got that bitch sucked early. Yeah, all my nephews, ask any one of my nephews or my son who got them they first hit. Thick dog. Yeah, ask any of my nephews who got them they first hit. Thick dog.
Big dog.
Yeah.
Big dog got,
big
dog
first got my son dick sucked.
So basically from that clip,
the long and short of it,
Boosie was on Instagram Live and told the world that he paid prostitutes to suck his teenage sons and nephews' penises, which is very illegal.
Which is just not only very illegal, but very fucking disgusting.
This nigga doesn't realize that he paid for his sons and nephews to be raped.
Yeah.
Because that's what that is. It doesn't matter because they're men and they were women. Women can rape men. And that's what happened.
You facilitated that.
Yeah. Snitched on yourself.
Snitched on himself.
About rape. That's disgusting.
Nasty.
That shit bothered the fuck out of me.
Yuck.
It was very disgusting. It's more so disgusting and disturbing that Boosie doesn't see a problem with it. And there's a lot of people who agree 1,000% with everything that he said.
Anything is wrong with what he said about Dwayne Wade's son.
Yeah. Like, Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union have been doing an amazing job by letting their son, I'm sorry, daughter, whichever he wants to be called, he, she, whatever. You know, I don't want to be too politically incorrect or correct. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. They're doing a great job because they are letting that child do what that child wants to do. Life is too short. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right. That child not hurting nobody.
That child, that child ain't hurting a soul. Right? Now, you got niggas on Boosie's side talking about they're bad parents, and you got niggas like Boosie talking about I got my son's dick sucked when he was a teen. I know. Quote, unquote, he said it. I got my son's dick sucked early. That is disgusting.
It's nasty.
That is crazy.
That's about as nasty as it gets.
That's like saying, I got my daughter's pussy ate early. You're not gonna say that.
Amen.
So all you gotta do is flip it.
Sometimes, I know flipping it sometimes sounds crazy, but that's what in this case, flip it. To get it. Flip that. How does that sound? Crazy. Like, I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know what's wrong with a lot of these dudes. I don't know what these people have been through. I don't know why they're so insecure about themselves. Because whoever somebody else is messing with does not affect you. Like, I just don't, I don't get it. I don't know if y'all have an opinion or how you feel about it, but
nah, I'm pretty much with you. Like, that shit is disgusting. It's nasty. Yeah. It's like, yo, like
I'm not okay with that.
You might need to take the kids away from them because, like, honestly, like,
it's like some Blueface. Did you see what Blueface did too? I don't mean to go too far.
I didn't watch it because I already knew it was gonna be some foolery. Yeah, but what was
these niggas need their children taken? So he got in an argument, I guess, with his baby mom, and he kicked her out. The son is there the whole time, and he's literally recording the mom banging on the glass doors, like with like it looks like he had she, like a little shovel or like a pooper scooper or something. She's trying to like get in the house. She's like, "Yo, what are you doing?" Like da 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 da, and he's recording it. And his son is right there. He's like, yo, what's mommy doing? She doesn't live here. What's she doing? Like, this is trauma. This
like,
is trauma.
Like, yeah, what's wrong with your mommy? Yeah.
And the son's like, I don't know. What's wrong with mommy? That's like, sick, bro. Like, sick.
Everybody
like,
shouldn't have kids.
No. Niggas like Boosie, niggas like Blueface can't raise kids, man. They can't raise men. That shit is disgusting. Like, and it just bothers me that so many people have that same opinion. And it really bothered me when I went on Twitter and saw so many people like defending Boosie. Like right now, I can go into that video and find somebody that's like, yeah, I don't see what he's not doing anything wrong. Bro, that's like when the baby told a story. I forget which podcast he was on about how he was 5 years old the first time he had sex.
Yeah. What?
And it was a room full of women. And you know what they did? They laughed.
Yes, yes. It was on lip service.
Yes. Lip service, yes. Angela Yee's dumbass. Yes. They laughed.
Nice.
And he was dead serious. He said, this is the first time that I had sex, I was 5 years old. And they said, what?
Yo, they cackled.
Bro, what?
They cackled.
Like, that shit bothers me.
Yeah, they
and
cackled.
I feel like, you know, for a long time, nobody really saw an issue with it. But now people are kind of starting to, like, look at it like, yo,
that's nasty.
That's disgusting. But yeah, like, it's just, that shit bothers me. Now, I don't think it's entertaining. Man. That's nothing funny about you saying you're the, who, this nigga said, ask my nephews who got the dick sucks. Dick suck first.
Like, that's a
big
dog. Badge of honor.
No.
Yeah. Stupidity.
No.
Me, should we do some stupid
nigga,
shit?
Nigga, it's not medieval times. What the fuck? Niggas ain't chopping heads off when they're 7. You're like, I made him a man. No! No! Let these kids be kids, man.
You know what I mean?
It's damaging.
Let them discover that pussy on me.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Let them do what they want to do. They have their own lives.
You
man.
Buying prostitutes to rape them?
He sees nothing. He does not see that.
He's all like, yeah, cool.
I got something for y'all, man.
Back to Anguilla.
Got y'all something for y'all, man.
Look, y'all not gonna believe this. No, you're really not going to believe this. Yeah, do you think is this something that should warrant him to go back to jail?
Dykes should probably look into it.
Yeah, they have to.
As they should.
They have to. Child Protective Services.
As they should.
Need to be on his heels.
As they should.
Because
he gonna lie and say it's just for entertainment that never happened, but
yeah, he like, yeah, there's no proof.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I said it, but that doesn't mean it happened.
Yeah.
But
they're gonna investigate the kids, start asking the
nigga,
kids.
If they get them kids in a separate, if they get those kids in a separate room,
yeah,
and they start getting mixed answers,
it's over.
Would you rather live with mommy or daddy? You're gonna be like, Listen, man. It's gonna be bad.
Bad.
But we say all that to say Future got a new album coming out tomorrow.
Yes.
And we're ready.
We support Manat.
Massage.
He was on a roll yesterday on Twitter.
Yo.
Let the streets pay for it.
This man was
fucking cute shit.
No. Let me go look at these tweets, man. I need let the streets pay for the tab.
That bitch fire.
Let the streets cover that tab. He said that bitch fire.
Hold up. This nigga was on.
First of all, it all started on Mother's Day, right? It all started 3 days ago on Mother's Day. He went individually on each tweet and thanked not only the baby moms, but the kids as well. Happy Mother's Day, India. Half of them, he wasn't even saying their full name. Happy Mother's Day, Brit.
That nigga said, my son, Cash Mother. You a real one.
Happy Mother's Day, Sierra. Yeah, my son, Cash Mother. Real one. Cut from a different cloth. Happy Mother's Day, baby K. Okay. Joey, thank you for being, or Joy, Joey, I don't even know. And thanks for being an incredible mom, Paris. You deserve it. Happy Mommy's Day. And I guess he was done from there. After that, he was just letting them ring. Just, I don't know who really hurt this nigga.
Lori Harvey.
I don't know how you get. Future's 36.
Mm-hmm.
Lori Harvey's 23.
Mm-hmm.
He did decline, man.
Something's not.
Dude's getting caught up with these young
something's
chicks,
not adding up, you know?
Old dudes getting caught up with these young chicks, man. It's not the way.
You know, man.
These young chicks be turning these young old dudes' lives around. And they can't handle it.
That shit is crazy.
They can't keep up with these young hoes.
That
man.
Shit is fucking hilarious. Like, me personally, I'm looking at a 23-year-old like, yeah, she young. Nigga, you're 30. Just, nigga, you're 36.
36. You were 13 when she was born. You were a teenager. Fucking weirdo.
And you out here tweeting about her?
You have nothing in common.
Man.
She was born in 97.
She's literally... She's barely old enough to be one of your baby moms because you got like a 9-year-old.
No, he has a 16-year-old that's in jail right now.
That is the Future.
Nevadius.
Nebraska. Whatever your name.
The stupid.
The dumbass nigga. Please. The dummy. You have to do better, bro.
Natardius.
No, Natardius, bro.
The junkie. Come on.
Get on here tweeting talking about. I can't speak the truth. I'm a log off.
You run to the internet.
Teach these hoes how to keep their business off the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wish. I wish you would sometimes.
Yeah, man.
Love who you love. Man. Like, he is just...
As long as it's not you.
I feel like he definitely deleted some because I had, like, I had a lot of
retweets. You know what we didn't talk about?
He deleted a lot.
Earl Thomas.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. Oh, no,
he didn't keep him up.
Yeah.
I'm like...
Where do you even start?
I don't even know where to start. I'm so mad this nigga went to Texas.
Yeah.
All right, so... Earl Thomas, right?
Woo. Free safety for the Baltimore Ravens. For now.
For now.
Nah, they're trying to get rid of him.
Currently.
Currently.
Tentatively.
Days are numbered.
Tentatively, the free safety for the Ravens, right? So, one day, Earl Thomas randomly gets on Instagram, and it blows up, right? So, he's in this video. He's like, hey, y'all. I'm going to get on Instagram Live. Red flag number one. This nigga did something, right? Hey, y'all, I'm going to get on Instagram Live and kind of clear up the situation because I know that it's going to blow up. And, you know, I just want to clear the air and kind of get a head start on things before things get out of hand, right? So I'm like, what the fuck is he? What did he do, right? I had no idea at that point in time. I didn't know what he could have possibly done. So then the report comes out. Earl Thomas held up by gunpoint by wife. I'm like, damn.
Damn.
So the wife is wilding, right? I'm like, oh, she's bugging. Like, huh, why did she do that, right?
What is wrong with her?
What's wrong with her? So I thought.
Heavens to Betsy.
And then the details drop. Earl Thomas held up by gunpoint by wife after she catches him in bed with his brother and mistress. I'm like, what the fuck? So.
That's what I said. I said, Earl Thomas, his brother, and his wife.
Yeah.
All pulled up with them dicks out.
All pulled up with them fucking things.
All three of them.
All three of them pulled out with their motherfucking meat out. So, Earl Thomas was cheating on his wife, who they have multiple kids with, during quarantine. Not only was the mistress there. Not only was the mistress there, but so was his brother. You wanna know how she found him? She checked this nigga's Snapchat location. And trace,
like,
and
where, trap like, where do you get off? Where do you even think to do that?
Why are you cheating alongside your
Jason Bourne?
Nigga, you're 30 something.
Oh my god, what's wrong? Are these niggas like, is this the new midlife crisis?
Brother,
is this the mid?
You're running trains, number two.
I'm not.
You're a millionaire.
And number two, you're running trains as your brother.
You're sharing pussy.
You're 31.
You're 31, Sharon Quincy?
You're a 31 millionaire.
31-year-old millionaire on an NFL.
Like, what a
pro bowler.
All pro.
Probably a Hall of Famer at some point, more than likely. You out here sharing cooch with your brother at the same damn time? Like, what is that? Like, I don't... And apparently, I don't know if y'all saw it, right after that, it was his birthday, and his wife bought him a chain. Gold,
listen,
a gold iced out necklace. It was real nice.
Listen,
the good old crying.
Are you gonna cry in the limo, or are you gonna cry in the Toyota?
Yeah. You gonna cry in this Wraith? Yeah. You gonna cry in a fucking Honda?
Which one?
She chose.
And she chose.
She chose. And
don't act like not all of you birds would make the same choice.
You know what?
Some of y'all cry. Y'all crying in a Toyota.
Yeah.
So I know y'all crying in a Wraith.
Listen, man. Like, it's
some of y'all crying, and he don't even have a car.
And he don't even have a car.
Y'all crying in your own car after he returns it to you when he borrowed it.
Yeah. It's sick out here, man. But you know what it goes back to? If what? Niggas paying all the bills. But for the most part, these drones gonna let you cheat, man. Like, it's crazy. It's a sick. It's an evil world we live in.
All it costs to do to cheat. What it costs to betray women
is how. It's whatever they don't want to do.
Yeah.
Which is
pay the bills.
Yeah.
And you know, that's been another. That's been it.
That's it,
guys. Couple things. New merch is out. Go cop up on that.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody who's been listening, supporting all this time.
And yes.
And chilling with us during this, quarantine blockout.
This time that no one ever would have thought would happen in their lifetime.
Ever, ever. Shout out to everybody that's been keeping up with
fucking quarantine, bro.
Seeing us with the
global
pandemic. Only seen that in fucking movies.
I don't even think I've seen it in a movie.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. What the fuck are we doing?
This whole thing feels like a...
this simulation sucks.
Like a Matrix skit or something.
I'd rather be playing Striking Vipers right now.
That's it.
Bottom Viper.
Bottom Viper.
Power Bottom Viper.
Yeah, Power Bottom.
But yeah, man,
we definitely appreciate y'all.
Thanks for tuning into the IG lives when we
yeah, do that's what I was gonna say. When people tune into the lives, we like we don't even know.
I don't know are we gonna do one this weekend? I don't know. Probably.
Fuck it, why not?
Yeah, probably we'll probably end up doing one.
Are you doing shit else?
Probably tomorrow or probably Saturday.
Yeah, more likely Saturday.
Saturday. What else?
Yeah.
Anybody else got anything?
That's it, man. Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Trey.
Happy birthday, Trey.
Happy birthday, Noah.
It's Remy's birthday.
Yeah, shout out to Remy. Happy birthday.
Shout out Remy. We'll get him on the podcast. That was supposed to happen already, but
it was. Yeah,
pandemic. By the time you hear this, Gary, we'd already need to drive by because it's a surprise, so you don't even know.
You don't know, but I'm
going to
go home and eat first before we go.
Yeah, so we're going to pop up on you, bro. Yeah, I think that's it. What you got?
Yeah, no, and then the guys listening, just bear with us with the audio.
Yeah, you know,
lawnmowers and weed whackers.
And weed whackers.
I'm going to do my best to do some editing and see what we can do. But, you know, I just know everybody's been wanting, I know been a lot, a couple people been telling me they want podcasts back. And so we were just, this is our first try to get it back to y'all. And, you know, we're still hashing things out. So we're going to see what it does for y'all. And
You got something to say?
Shout out to the bros. Hang in there. Stay safe and keep your distance.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes. Shout out to my stepdad. Yes. Shout out Baltimore. I don't know if we got any listeners in Baltimore, but.
Oh man, what you doing? Still working? Appreciate you. Thanks a lot.
So when do you go back?
Whenever they let me.
But yeah,
that's called bantering with your white neighbors.
Oh man, we out of here.
Yeah, we'll see y'all.
It's a beautiful day.
Make sure y'all get outside. Next one will be maybe next week. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah.
Won't be 2 months though. We'll try not to do that again.
Nah.
But you know, same time, not the same time. Maybe not the same place. But we'll see y'all next time.
Yeah.
Whenever it is. See y'all. Peace.
See y'all at the time.